B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That sucked. I gotta be real with you. I was tied up 3-3 last night. Freaking Olsen! What is it with the Braves first baseman? They kill us all the time. It's not Freeman, it's Olsen. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. The beauty of baseball is that there's always another game the next day. But last night, screw shame. Schwarber, wow, what a season. What a season. And you know how it works, right? When you get a guy like Wheeler, you get an ace, it's amazing. It's such a truism that they are most vulnerable in the first inning. Right? Like, they're early in the game, before they catch their rhythm, before they catch their glide, that's when the ace is most vulnerable. And look at that. Second batter, boom, home run. Next thing you know, it's 2-0. Another home run. Certain games, like, they get you. You know, that's the old "they pull me back in" piece last night, because it was, to me, it was like, I was like geeked up for it. It was must-see TV for the Fightins. And it was a good ball game. I mean, you know, no Acuna for them. And the biggest worry is, like, when you take Harper out of the lineup, and then you look at, all of a sudden, it's just such a gaping hole. Now, look, it's the MVP, so you take an MVP out of any lineup, there's a gaping hole. But, jeez. And it sucks because they're just so out of whack. Right? Like, you really need Schwarber hitting third without Bryce. Right? Like, you need Schwarber as a run producer without Bryce. I don't know, you know, how you combat that, because you have no other leadoff guy. But you got to get a leadoff guy, I think, to help the balance of the order. And you got to put Schwarber down to produce some runs a little bit. You know, I mean, especially with, like, JT hitting fourth, man. He's got to hit his way out of this thing. He's not anywhere close. And, you know, Cassiano, same thing. So at some point, it's fine to have him, you know, have them, you know, I like him better, you know, 4-5 as opposed to 3-4. That you move Schwarber down a little bit, because Schwarber's produced some runs. You know, you got to figure this out. That's going to be the most difficult part when we're looking at this run. But we'll see. We got another game tonight. And Kyle Wright is pitcher for the Braves. He's really good. Really, really good. So, you know, you got to hope the Ranger can give you what he gave you last time out. Now, against a much better lineup with Atlanta, even without Acuna and Albies, that lineup is pretty treacherous. So you got to hope that the Ranger comes up. We need a big performance from the Ranger tonight. So we'll talk Fightins as we go on. Sixers, you know, it's interesting because this is such a monumental week, right? And it's such a big week when it comes to NBA free agency. And I keep having the same thing. Look, P.J. Tucker is done, right? Like, that's going to happen. Like, I hear it's already a done deal. So P.J. Tucker's coming. And is there anything else? Like, if you still have the Tobias Matisse, now there's Matisse. I don't know what you're going to do for Matisse. I don't know. I don't think you can get anything. The Tobias thing, you're only going to move him for a max situation. More and more, I mean, we've been saying this for now for weeks, it appears like it's a run it back situation. So if you run it back, and let's just say you got your team is Harden, you get Maxi, Harden, Tobias, Joe, Melton, Tucker, Matisse, Niang, and then another guard, right? Like, there's going to be some other guard that can shoot a three. But let's just say that's the group. And again, that's not a bad team. Like, when you look at it, you got, again, if Harden is any semblance of what he, I heard DeBro talking yesterday that he got caught up in the running the hills. Harden was working out, running the hills, and doing the videos. You know, hey, strengthen those hammies, baby. I'm all for it. Strengthen those hammies. Like, you know, listen, if Harden is any kind of semblance of who he was, like 80% of himself, Maxie, Tobias, Joel, I like Melton. I like Tucker. Even, and listen, I get it. 3 years, you know, he's 39. I believe me, I get it. But he's the kind of dude, like old man game. I think it works, right? I'm not as worried about the years with him. But he does give you toughness. He gives you that corner three thing. Like, he could do certain things for you that you don't have. He's somebody can board a little bit. Like, he could do that. I like Melton. Melton's only 24. I think that's a good move. And then you got to get like a guard that could spot up and hit a three. You know, one of those guys are floating around. If you get that, you got Niang. I mean, like, he's serviceable. He can't be your only bench piece, but he's a serviceable dude. And then, you got to hope Matisse can knock down an open shot or he just becomes a defensive specialist. And that team is a good team. All of a sudden, you got some depth. That's not a bad team. As a running back piece, now it's not Jimmy Butler running it back with that crew, but I like it. I got a message yesterday from my man, Jim from the Palm. And Jim from the Palm was upset. And listen, I understand it. I get it. But he goes, I'm sick about where this Sixer team is at. I like the draft day deal, but Harden for 3 more years at $50 million a year. Now, it's not going to be $50 million a year. He's going to get you a discount, so it's going to come in less than that. Tucker, at his age, for 3 more years. We better hope they win next year because it's going to get downright ugly after that. I don't know if it'll get ugly. Like, I hear you when it comes to the Harden Tucker. Like, you got some age there. But I think you got, you know, again, depending on what Harden is, I think you got 2 years of, 2 to 3 years of good, you know, competing for a title. It's all in Joe's window anyway. If Joel's window is 5 more MVP type of seasons, I mean, is that fair? Can we agree that 5 more NBA, like MVP type of seasons, that's what the hope is? And it's not, you know, pie in the sky. You got 5 shots at it. You know, that's how I'm going to approach it. It is also Geek Week. It continues today. Now, in addition to all the geekdom stuff that we're doing, all right, you name it. We're going to be collecting the cards, the top shots. I want to know about that today. All that stuff, right? I love the card breaks. Like, well, that's so fun. We're doing that. We're also going to invoke the movie geeks, the Marvel geeks, all right? The Tybots Brothers geeks, all that geekdom. I want, because I know there's a lot when it comes to the Superman, the Marvel Universe, and whatever verse. Please, I listen, you guys, your day. All right? I want to hear from you. We're going to geek out. It's Geek Week on the show. So all of our geek conversations from the week as we go through it. And yes, we will do Beat the Bot. All right? Yesterday, he flexed. Today, we're going to do a Who's That Guy type of deal. Or I'm going to give you a hint, couple hints. You got to name the guy. And we'll see if the bot flexes again. You can't beat the bot. Good morning, bot.
What's up, man? How are you?
What are you doing, man? Did you have a nice day plugged in?
We got last night? Yeah, it was a nice recovery day. Sat and watched the Phils.
You plugged in?
Plugged back in. See, I got the efficiency charger now, like I have for my iPhone. Takes less time.
Yes.
Lets me go about my day.
I like that. I like that, that you can know you're constantly plugged in.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
You have to be. But yeah, last night was a disappointment. And I can't really blame the bullpen. They didn't, you know, pitch particularly well, two runs in the you know, latter portions of the innings. But they have been so darn good the last couple of weeks. And I know outside of Familia, because Familia's been terrible. And you haven't seen him much lately. But, you know, I know the walks are a little bit of a concern, but Han's been good. Pilati's been good. Dominguez has been great all year.
Right.
It was bound to happen. It was just a bad time for it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, you're locked in with Olsen. I mean, you're going to get it. It is what it is. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't kill them. To me, it's less about them as because the bullpen, as we've said, has been so good.
Yeah.
To me, it's about this lineup.
I think it has to be, right? $200 million payroll.
I mean, it's all about the lineup. Now, again, without Bryce, that's a gaping hole, Tyler. And the problem with Schwarber is it kills you that he's leadoff because of a couple things. One, you got that. Look at the bottom of the order. The bottom of the order is not going to give you a lot.
Correct.
Right? So once you're past the first inning in the leadoff, and then it becomes, you know, you got to get guys on base in front of him. And that bottom of the order is not good.
No, I mean, it's not particularly. Whether you've got Vierling or Moniak or Herrera.
Stott's not hitting.
I mean, I got to be honest. I know people like him. I know he's in the former number one overall pick. I'm done with this Moniak thing. I know that there's not another option, so I can't be. But he can't play.
Yeah, I think he's a 4A player.
I agree. I totally agree. I think he's a good quad A player. For sure.
And that's how, you know, that's why he goes down there and will hit. That's why he'll hit spring training. He's just not a guy that's going to be an everyday player.
I watched
that's what it feels like to me. Now, until you make the trade, you give him a shot.
Sure. You have to. You don't have any other option.
Right.
I watch guys that have kind of bounced up and down. Like Joe Adell is an example
of a guy
that we've watched bounce up and down, and he doesn't hit with the Angels, and then he goes down to Salt Lake and he crushes the baseball. Yeah. But I see things from him that I'm like, I think he might figure it out.
You see a bat that's a big bat. Like,
right.
When he barrels up,
exit velo is real.
Right. He barrels up. Oh, I can't believe we're talking Joe Adell. You know how many people know who Joe Adell is?
Probably, but I think it's a fair comparison, right?
No, it's a very apt comparison. It's spot on, Bot.
No, but
it's like I'm having a conversation with Google. You know what I'm saying? That's like me and Google having a conversation.
Hey Siri,
the rest of the audience. Now you're not Siri. I think you might be Siri.
Hey Siri, who's Joe Adell?
Yeah.
Adell is a member.
No, but there's 0.03% of the audience knows who Joe Adell. But that's why it's the beauty of the bot. That's why I like having a conversation with the bot. But when the bot's correct as always, when he barrels up, ball flies out.
Right.
That's what you see. Moniak, let's be real. You see him. And I root for the kid, but he's not. He's a 4A kid.
I'd love for him to do well. I think it's one of the quickest avenues for them to have a top-of-the-lineup center fielder.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Well, and again, until that happens, what do you do with the lineup? Because you're wasting Schwarber, and Castellanos, JT, 3-4. I don't know. You're going to be able to produce runs.
Yeah, it's almost like a... do I bang my head against the wall and continue to try to push, or do I make changes despite the fact that I'm somebody who thinks Schwarber's best utilized in the leadoff spot? I like to see him get as many at-bats as possible. And I don't disagree with you, right? That turn of the lineup, 7-8-9, is not giving him any run support, and it's why he only has like 40 RBI with 22 home runs, which is insane.
Yeah, it's like Bryce last year.
But I feel my worry is, do you jeopardize multiple spots by moving him around?
What are you jeopardizing?
Well, the leadoff spot.
Okay. What?
I don't have another option.
I hear you. I don't know what to do. I mean, honestly,
sure.
I hear you. You know, I almost want to cringe doing this, but I almost want to put Moniac up there and see if I can strike. Something happens, and, you know, he Earl, you want a couple get me over fastballs. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. You know, they're so devoid of anybody else who can hit leadoff. But what am I going to do? I need somebody to produce runs. Last night's a perfect example.
Sure.
Without Bryce, the lineup's out of whack. And until I can get a leadoff guy, where am I going?
I don't know if you have any
Who's
options.
Who's driving the runs?
Hoskins. That's it.
Right. Who you got in the 2-0?
You mean who would you do or who would
yes.
you put or
yes.
Gosh. I don't know, maybe JT, but he's not hitting.
I know. That's
I,
the, that's
I don't have
the
any good answer for you.
That's the conundrum with the lineup, right?
Yeah.
You know.
And the thing is, I feel like we're back to that conversation where it's like, oh,
you know
they're
what?
Too talented.
Let
too.
Me ask you a question. Could you put Bohm, who makes contact?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good little hitter. Like, if he's going to make contact, good big hitter.
Sure.
You get my point. Can you put Bohm there?
At two?
Can you put him leadoff?
I don't know if the on base is high enough. That's my
worry. Well, again, he's hit. But here's the one thing. He's a good hitter.
I'd put him at two, definitely. I could consider that. I totally did that.
He's
totally
a good,
forgot
about
he's
Bohm. A good hitter.
Yeah. I would consider Bohm at two. And then I could feel a lot more comfortable with Schwarber at one.
Yeah.
Which I still do, but...
But you get my point by moving Schwarber down.
Oh no, I totally get your point. I mean,
if you had Schwarber 3, and then you had or even Reese 3, Schwarber 4, Castellanos 5, JT 6,
then you'd have to go. Just to split up the lineup, you would have to go Bohm 1 if right. you're going to do that, because then you go righty-lefty.
Right. Because
I assume you go Moniak 2 at that point?
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. Even if you had
Can Didi get more at-bats than no. 2?
Who do I put at 2? Well, then I need a lefty to hit a 2.
Right, that's what I mean. So you got Moniak and Didi.
Or
Schwarber.
That doesn't work either. I mean, I'm trying to get something where I got Schwarber hitting
third.
But unfortunately, I just have no other options. It's interesting. Anyway, we'll bet that around. I'm sure our man Robbie T is doing that. He's got cocktail napkins and he's writing all kinds of lines. Oh, can this work? What if I did that? What if I did this? This is, mixed match time. And I get the analytics where you want Schwarber hitting one. You know, this is the Brad Miller, Caton cleanup last year situation. So we'll discuss that. It's Geek Week. Bob, are you ready for, you're a big, you've become
yes.
a Marvel guy.
Yep.
Now your brother, who's brother Bot, is he a Bot too?
I think with his stuff, yeah.
All right, this would be dueling Bots,
different
man.
Interests, but he
but
knows
he's
his
a
stuff.
Bot too?
Oh yeah, he knows his stuff.
Is your dad a bot?
Oh, that's where we get it from.
He's a
my dad
bot?
Cleans house, or used like we don't do it anymore. But like we'd go to trivia, cleans house.
Oh, really?
So good at it.
Did he ever play the Cuzzo trivia?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I showed it to him.
Did you?
Oh, he would. It was right up his alley.
Yeah, I got to get that back up and running.
Love playing that game.
That was a good game. Our tech failed.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? All right, we got lots to get to and. All your geekdom, your inner geekdom on display this week. And obviously Sixers at the front as well. Phil's Bravos, lots to do. And always the Eagles. The Eagles are always in play. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio, the bot, in for the June. It's 97.5 for that. 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. talking to my buddy. He's a great basketball guy. I call him Patino. So we were just talking about. He's like, we got to get more athletic. And I'm like, yes, you're right. I agree. They're not that athletic. However, when you start a team with Embiid and Harden, you know, there's a cap to your athleticism. You know, and I will say this. Listen, I'm not arguing because Patino knows his business. I just don't think you can move Tobias. I don't see, because his point is you got to move Tobias. You got to become more athletic. You got to do it. You got to do it. And I get it, but, I mean, let's be real. There's no, you're not moving that contract. That contract is an albatross.
I think there's a big difference between can they move him and will they move him? Because I don't know if necessarily they're not able to. I don't think it's going to be
talking about the only way you move him is if you sweeten the deal.
I don't even know if that's to
house the contract.
You would have to be in a spot where either you're moving multiple guys like we talked about yesterday, which is, you know, obviously thinning the depth, or you have to find an equally bad contract to basically do a swap for.
Well, that's the point. That's right. Why it's not easy to do.
Which is why I'm saying they won't. I think they could, but they won't.
Yeah, I you could do anything. If it's suicide, who cares about that? That's not a could. That's not a could. I can just lose.
Well, yes.
I mean, yeah, I could, but I don't want to.
No, what I'm saying
is, it's impossible to move Tobias Harris for something of that's going to improve your team.
By himself? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is, like we were talking about yesterday, if you are moving for a Mitchell or a LaVine, or, and I know LaVine's staying in Chicago.
Yeah, you're going to move Maxey. That's not worth it. That's the point. It's not worth it. You're not. That doesn't put you over the top. Kevin Durant puts you over the top. Yeah, you move Maxey and Tobias. Okay. I'm not moving Tyrese in a trade for a secondary star. You're not winning it. It's about winning it.
So my only question then is, do what they have plus the depth that they're potentially going to bring in, does that put them over the top?
Well, you know my, I mean? Point, like here's my
PJ
point.
PJ Tucker and Melton. And
okay, so here's my point. The unknown of Harden is what we're discussing.
Sure.
Because your depth is a lot better than it was. So if you got Tucker, Melton, and just say Shooter X. I mean, I think it's fair. They're going to get somebody. I'm not saying he's going to shoot the lights out, but he's a guy who could just knock down an open three.
Sure, score.
He may not be Seth Curry, but he's a guy that can shoot off.
Yeah, I could certainly see that.
Okay, so that alone, Harden, Maxey, Tobias, Joel, Tucker, Melton, Niang, Shooter X.
And whoever the backup big is.
Matisse, backup big. That's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about B-ball, Paul, or whatever. You give him a shot, see what happens. Matisse, I hear you. I hear the same issues. Right now, he's just so one-dimensional. I don't know what he's worth as far as anything. Can you move? You can't move him for anything either. So, can you move him and get what? I don't know. Maybe he becomes Shooter X. All right, so maybe you're down to 9 spots. But that should be enough if Harden can play to compete. And there were times last year when they looked like a team that could win.
If Matisse becomes that Shooter X that you're asking for, that's a starting player. I mean, that's a 30-minute-a-night guy. What I'm saying is if he can give me 10 to 12 as a starter consistently and play that elite-level defense, then we're having a different question. I just don't trust that it's ever going to happen.
I don't think you're going to. I don't think you're getting that player.
That's what I mean. I don't
viable.
But you know what I'm saying.
I say Shooter X. I'm talking about some dude that's been around the league that could just hit a three. You know, I mean, I'm not looking for a 30-minute guy.
Okay,
I'm looking for an 18-minute guy. Looking for a guy to come off the bench and just.
Give you 9 or 12.
Give me some 3 points. Exactly. knocked down a couple open shots.
Can that be Melton?
Oh, I got need him. He's going to play more. He's playing more.
Okay.
Melton has to play.
Can it be Milton then?
No. Shake?
Just trying to figure out the easiest way to do this.
No.
There's no easy ways to go about it.
Shake
this.
And Cork, Boz. No. Get out. I don't want anything to do with neither of them. Korkmaz and Shake, no. I'm done with that.
Totally.
They're horrible. They stink, all right? They're you can't count on them. It's just insanity going back and giving them the same thing. And listen, the league, and the one thing we got to be real about too, this league is so different in the regular season than it is in the playoffs. But even when it comes to the athleticism, the teams that play fast, like Phoenix, right? Look at some of the athletic teams. They don't win in the playoffs. The game still slows down in the playoffs. That's what happens.
For sure.
Otherwise, Al Horford wouldn't have had the series, the playoff run he had.
What do you mean, if they're going up and down the floor still, like they do in the regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a different game in the playoffs.
Totally agree.
So you need to get rugged. Like, Tucker, I go, all right. You know, you need that out of Tucker. You need that toughness. You need, you need a grinder. And he can still grind. And he can still be tough. I don't know. It goes back to Harden. Who's Harden? What is he?
Oh, he's absolutely the critical piece this year.
He's the only piece. Everything relies on him.
For sure.
You know, and the shame of it is, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what he looks like. Because I guarantee you, at some point to start the season, he's going to look great. Like, I feel like at some point early in the season, he's going to look great. And the whole thing will come down to, where after a long season, can he still play? Will he wear down? Will he get injured? Get dinged up? That's what's going to come down to.
I would be incredibly thrilled for an entire season if they got 60 games out of him, like 60 good games.
Yes.
If they could get that, I would not be worried about load management and missing a couple of times. I would be super happy with that number.
Yes. By the way, it looks like, according to Shams, Denver's trade Monte Morris and Will Barton to Washington for Caldwell Pope and the Ish Smith. Remember Ish Smith?
Yeah. That's not a bad trade for either team, I don't think.
No. Will Barton's a sneaky little player.
That's what I mean. I think they'll get something from him. KCP is, consistently solid. I wouldn't say he's great, but he's consistently solid.
He's a bad team, one of these bad team regular season guys.
That makes sense. Yeah. Denver's not a bad team, though.
Ish Smith, if he plays one game, will set the record for most franchises played in the NBA in history. How about that?
That's wild. What's that number?
13.
Wow. It's almost half the league.
13 guys, if he plays, can you name the other 12? Bot, can you name the other 12 teams?
Sixers.
Right.
Washington.
Right.
Detroit.
Right.
Who else did I know those three off the top of my head.
You could just throw darts.
Yeah, I was going to say, might as well just take a guess, right?
Yeah.
Did he play for Cleveland?
Oh, my God. But.
No.
But you can't start off the day with a glitch.
I have no idea who.
I'm going to have to get Grushman to fix you.
He's here.
I know he is.
We got him.
The fine engineer. He can fix the bot. What do you got?
I have no idea, honestly. Those are the only three that I know.
I'm shocked, dude. Shocked, bot. Orlando, Golden State, Memphis, Houston, OKC, New Orleans. There you go.
Makes sense. I mean, he is he's kind of a minutes eater on bad teams. With upside.
Yeah.
You know, an upside minutes eater.
So when we talk about Harden, I get the skepticism. So on a text board, Jimmy says, zero faith in a guy that took as many shots as Ben Simmons in the second half of an elimination game. Harden looks absolutely cooked, or he just doesn't care, and now he's getting paid either way. Now, what do you say to that, Bot? How do you answer that?
I don't think he's cooked. I think he was definitely hurt last year. And you're not going to see, obviously, the Houston Harden. That player doesn't exist anymore. But if I can get 40 contributable points from him between points and assists on a nightly basis, I think that's a good number. You know, 20 points, 10 assists, 18 and 12, something like that.
Right.
I'd be okay with that on a consistent basis.
But again, you got to take shots. Like, it's not about...
For sure.
See, here's the problem when we look at this game sometimes. When we look at the game, we look at, like, blanket numbers. That's a problem. Instead of looking at the roles in which you play. Like, throw the numbers out for Harden. What Harden has to do is he's got to beat his man off the dribble on a switch. He's got to be able to make step-back threes. He's got to be able to space the floor. I don't give a rat's ass about numbers. This is what Harden has to do. And it's like my man Pitino, who's hit me over the head with Embiid. Dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, he's on the team. Like, you can't win with the center as the primary guy. You can't win. It's an athletic league. It is and it is. I get it. Like, yeah, it is an athletic league. However, in the playoffs, it's a half-court game. It's always been a half-court game. That never changes in the playoffs. In the playoffs, it's a half-court game. It's always a half-court game.
Sure.
It's not AAU in the playoffs. It's never been. When you play, it's deliberate style. There's spurts and there's some transition, but, you know.
Do you know who the slowest paced team in the league was last year in the NBA? The Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
They went to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think Dallas is super talented. Obviously, Luka's incredible.
Right.
But I wouldn't call them a super talented
team. Right.
They're
not athletic. They're not freakishly athletic.
Right.
I think we sometimes misconstrue AAU and the NBA playoffs. Not the NBA regular season, because the NBA regular season, yeah, it is about athleticism. But in the playoffs, the game slows down. That's always been a truism.
Kid slowed that team down when he took over last year, and it worked for them. And it doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for them.
Let me ask you this, because the Knicks are going all out for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay him a boatload of money.
$100 million.
Do you see it? Because, listen, he was fantastic, right? He was. He was great as a secondary guy to Luka.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see that?
As the guy?
Would you make that kind of investment?
I like Jalen Brunson. I don't know if I love Jalen Brunson, but we've talked a lot, you and I, Devon and I, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, money is, the value of contracts is not, like, not just the top end guys, right? Tobias making too much money, we've talked about that a million times. But, like, even guys that are in the $20 to $25 million per year range, I bet you if you look at it, there are guys that are not $20 to $25 million players, but that's just how contracts are dictated across the league now. I wouldn't say Brunson's a $25 million a year player, but I think that he is going to be a $25 million a year player because that's how contracts work. You know, and that's how the money flows.
And it's interesting because you go, I don't see it.
Like,
right?
I said, like,
I don't see it as an elite. Like, you're in love with Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
I go, Donovan Mitchell greater than Jalen Brunson.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, so you go, without a doubt. Well, you're going to want to spend a lot of money on a guy when you go, yeah, a lot of doubt. Like, if you're going to spend that kind of money, it better not be, without a doubt, Donovan Mitchell's way better.
Sure. I get it. And I wouldn't want to be the team that pays Jalen Brunson $25 million a year. But my point was, like, every time a max contract gets set and it resets the market and it resets the market, everybody's numbers go, you know, goes up.
Right.
And that's, I think that's just where Jalen Brunson finds himself in, is recency bias said he had a great playoff and a good season, and teams are going to overpay for him.
And I go, that's the mistake of a franchise, and that's what keeps you from ultimately building and winning. Listen, I don't know what to say other than it's going to come down to Harden. And with Harden, you got two guys, right, who are ball dominant in Harden and Embiid. Now, can you put enough pieces around them to let them go win? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. It sounds so simplistic, but you're right. That's the way that this team is going to function.
And where is, like, you talk about transition, right? Your transition game is Maxey. That's it. Like, your transition game
right.
is a one-man, get the ball to Maxey, and Maxey goes, you know, 60 feet.
Your second transition player is Joel Embiid. Like, he's either the trailer, or, I mean, we've seen him push the ball up the floor before, but he's your second transition guy. When it comes to offensive push, it's Maxey and then it's him.
Yeah.
Because you don't have anything else, or anybody else. Like, Tobias is not a transition player.
No.
No. Whomever plays the three is not going to be that guy. Harden.
Unless you go Melton. Melton's an athlete.
Be that guy, right. Then you go small, right?
See, the problem is, again, like, if you had, like, a guy like Matisse kills you because he's so offensively challenged.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that can get out and run, like, he's an athlete. Right?
Okay,
like,
you see him at the rim.
Like, when you had Harden running, when they were running pick and rolls with Harden, and he was the diver, right? And Matisse is diving. Look, it worked. There were times it was like getting Matisse 10 points.
If you got him
10 points because you got three oops, and he makes one three and he goes to the line once, makes one or two, that's your 10 points. That's sufficient.
Oh, yeah.
But he couldn't do that.
Ask at all.
That was the problem, is he couldn't do that. You couldn't get three oops, one three, and one or two from the line.
It's part of the reason and it's not just him, but it's part of the reason they're held back from advancing past the second round.
Well, when we talk about athletes, you know, again, I don't know where else you're going to get the other athletes. You got Maxey, you got now Melton, and then you need a B-ball Paul to kind of become something, so he's an athletic. Like, and Tucker can play a little grit, for you. And then you get Tucker, and then you get you got to hope that a B-ball Paul can move a little bit, because that's what you're looking at.
I don't love Clint.
You need guys that can move.
Yeah, I don't love clinging onto that hope either. That a guy that, your coach was hesitant to play and pretty much outright refused to play for 80% of the season, thrust him into a playoff role, says just go out there and figure it out. He's a foul magnet by nature, just because he plays.
Oh, you got to learn how to play the game.
Right.
Like, you got to play smart. Like, what do you think Doc didn't want to play him? Because you got to play and learn. He's got to learn the game, learn the pace, learn the feel of it. He don't know the feel of the game. That's what he's got to figure out. The feel of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, they have a bunch of young guys that I think have upside and potential, but I don't know how you tap into it if A, you don't play, and B, you're not ready to play.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the phone lines. We'll open it up. Spider. What's happening, Spider?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
What's happening, Spider? How you been, buddy?
I've been good, man. You know, but as far as the Sixers go, man, I'm had to watch them this year how we watched the Eagles last year. You know, with no expectations, bro. I just don't see nothing happening with us. I don't like the organization been doing bad for the last few years with the moves they made, chose a bum player and a coach that's no longer even in the league anymore over a star player like Jimmy Butler. And then what you?
I can't get into the Jimmy Butler thing anymore. I can't do it, brother. It's ancient history. I can't do it anymore. It drives me nuts, and it's still bringing up Spider.
So we're gonna move past that. We're gonna go to what you just were talking about. Somebody said, and he doesn't need but he a center and this and that. That's bull. If we get the right people around him and the right coach. That can, you know, make things happen.
Well, first of all, Doc Rivers not going nowhere. Like, here's the thing. Like, we got to talk in reality, right? We got to talk in reality. What's the reality of the situation?
Doom and gloom.
I don't know. I don't know. Is it doom and gloom? Like, if you think Harden's cooked, then it's doom and gloom.
Purgatory, bro. Tell you, Harden, we about to waste $50 million on him. He going to get in.
Well, if Harden can't play, then you're right. It's done. If Harden can't play,
bro, we about to waste Embiid's best years. It's gonna be doom and gloom, man. We listen.
Yeah, but Spider, like I don't need doom and gloom in June. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro, I'm being real, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like you hit me with. So there's no way. Let me just play devil's advocate. There's no way in your mind that you believe that Harden can play anymore.
In the regular season, he's going to give us a few games. But
forget the regular season. Can he play? Can he play?
No. Consistently give us good games? No.
So he's done?
Yup. He'll give you one good game every 4 or 5. The rest is going to be, damn, why he didn't shoot in the second quarter? Oh, he's looking like this. Oh, he's looking like that. That's what you're going to be getting, bro.
Yeah, well, guess what? If he stinks and he don't play, then you're right. It's doom and gloom.
Playing, but it ain't gonna be good basketball out there. Man.
Well, I mean, listen, Spider, if that's the case, bro. What's that?
I mean, I want conference finals at least, cuz.
I agree with you. You're right. I agree.
Cousin, I'm sorry, man.
I'm only going under the premise that I don't know that Harden is completely cooked.
I hope I'm dead wrong, though. But listen, that's just the way I feel.
I mean, we all saw the same stuff, right? We all saw him. Not being able to beat a big on a switch, right? Like, we saw that. We saw him not. We saw game 5 and game 6 is a mystery, right? What the hell was he doing in game 5 and game 6?
I don't understand, cuz. I really don't. And before I go, man, before y'all cut me off, Maxey, man, he is our future. He need to have a way bigger role in our offense, man.
Yeah.
Because I think Harden might stunt his growth. I'm sorry.
He's not going to stay. He can't stunt his growth. But I hear you on Maxey. Harden's not going to stunt his growth. I don't believe that at all. The whole thing is, if you believe that Harden's got anything left, if you're Spider and you say he's got nothing left, then it is doom and gloom. But I mean, honestly, I don't want to believe that. It may be accurate, but I want to believe that there is like, a bounce back. Now, maybe I'm believing in fairy tales. Maybe I'm believing in fiction. But I got to believe that Harden, there's some sort of something left in the legs. If there's nothing, what's Maury doing if there's nothing left in the legs? He's so attached to James Harden.
Hanging out with his buddy, apparently.
No. That he can't see that he's got, I mean, come on, man. No,
I do think there's still something left. It's not, 5 years worth.
Yeah.
I think you might have a year or two left. I still feel all right about next year with him. And when if I'm proven wrong, then I'll come back on here with you and I'll say, hey, cuz, I was wrong.
It's not about being wrong or right. I mean, we all saw the same thing. Here's the thing about the wrong or right with Harden. We all saw the same thing. It's throwing darts. I don't know. I don't know. I got to believe he's got something. Listen, Maury's at practice every day. You see the dude, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of factors. Doc Rivers' system, right? There's a lot. We saw the first 4 games. He looked great. Like, and they were just bowling. That was before they were implementing the system, which then took it awry.
Yeah, it was strange to see, like, the guy gets more comfortable within the schemes and the packages, and then all of a sudden it gets worse.
I don't get
Very
it.
Very weird.
All right, lots to do. 610-632-0975. I need some geeks. It's Geek Week, baby. All you Marvel, DC. What's the other one?
Those are the two big ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the movies? The DC, that's...
DC's Batman.
All right.
Justice League. Superman.
All right. I gotta get my sea legs here. It's Cuz Radio. The bot is in for the tunis. Let's talk about Bet Parks app. Yeah, the Bet Parks app is fabulous. Make sure you download it. You get a big series like tonight. And look, yesterday we told you, go with the Wheeler over the strikeouts. He finished with 8. So hopefully you went and downloaded that Bet Parks app. Tonight, man, I don't know how I feel about tonight with the Ranger on the mound. And against Kyle Wright, I'm not really feeling it. Yeah, to be 100%, you know, not feeling that one. But look, you got golf starting tomorrow. There's another tournament. You got Wimbledon. There's all kinds of great stuff on the Bet Parks app. Download it right to your phone. Use the code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $750. Just remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I want football. I can't, you know. Oh, look. Sixers pick up the option for Shake Milton. Yay. I want football, Pot.
What do you got, like 90 days?
No, less than
less than that
days.
Now? Almost here. Think happy thoughts.
What do we got without football? You know, sometimes, seriously, I love all the sports and I have a different love affair with every sport. I love it, right? But come on, the glue to the calendar, the glue to the whole thing is football.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I'm a baseball guy, but there's no doubt. I mean, the Eagles run this town.
It's not about the Eagles.
Football runs
right,
this
like
town.
It's, yeah, the Eagles is great. We love the Eagles, right? But it goes without saying. But the sport, just the sport. Like, here's the thing. Like, do you really? Now, I could be alone. I don't know. But I don't think so. But, like, nothing titillates you. Like, I get excited. I love, give me a 6-year run of playoffs. Like, yeah. Give me Red October. Yeah. And, like, you know, listen, I'll geek out when it comes to baseball. We can talk Joe Adell. Right? You and I. You like, I can go, Siri. Or Zuli. You're just, it's not Zuli. It's not Siri. It's Zuli on my phone. I go like this. Zuli, call Pitino. Zuli. That's what's on my phone. Zuli, tell me the batting average for, let's see. Tell me the batting average for how many RBI Buxton has right now. That's you.
Not that good.
I miss football so much, dude. I got to tell you, I miss it bad, bad.
There is there's something about that, like,
I can't do another summer of shams. Oh, I can't do it. Windy and shams. I'm done. I can't do it.
We got to get you a like a Madden League or something. I know you don't play the game, but like the kids play.
I play
right?
with right. Osmo. I play. Right? I got my ass kicked last night. MLB the Show.
We gotta get you a league.
I can't, dude. I was losing. I got Massimo kicked my ass again. I was doing MLB the Show.
Is he good?
He's the Phillies. Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's got his own guy. Like, he has his own player got drafted by the Kraken. Massimo Gargano in the NHL.
In the NHL game.
Yeah, he plays the NHL, the MLB. He plays Madden. He plays the 2K and FIFA.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get you.
He does all five.
We got to get you in those leagues where, like, you can get on the headset and chat. I mean, like, you could be, God, you would be awesome.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Awesome.
I would love it. But you know what's funny? Like, my buddy VG, right? I got my friend Violations Greg. Mm-hmm. You're killing me wishing away the summer for football. Bleep the summer. You and your stupid summer. Bleep it. Killing me. You know what's killing me? Summer's killing me. That's what's killing me. Because there's no freaking sports.
Got a beautiful game every night. Beautiful game.
I love baseball. You know I do. I follow it, deeply, way more deeply than I should. I love it.
Oh, I know.
But that's not enough. Like, it's great. It's like, you know, it's good. It's like having a companion. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I need the bombshell on my arm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're doing Sunday. From noon till
Sunday.
10:30
It's the whole, it's life is different with football. Every day is different. Monday night. Tuesday night, action.
Yes.
Wednesday night.
You know we're locked into the match.
Right, whatever. You're looking ahead to football. You know, college football, NFL football, just football.
Give me
high school football. I got my little peewee football that I love. My little watching little aunt. I love football. Football. And we're at this point now. We're geeking out. It's geek week, and I want to geek out over football. I freaking miss it. You got to get shams. I don't know. Oh, enough with it. And this is who they are, you know. And it all comes down to Harden. I feel like, what else are you going to do? You can't move Tobias. Whatever you're going to do with Thibel. And it's going to come down to Harden anyway. If they're a new coach, you're not getting rid of Doc. So I don't have to tell you.
No, Doc's not going anywhere. You're running it back. I mean, I truly believe that. You're running it back.
All right, let's get to the phones. Damien. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Dane.
Yo, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, Dane?
I'm with you. I'm missing football myself, man. I can't handle it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. There's somebody else out there who misses it badly.
Me and my boy on Sunday, we were like, look, man, we got to talk football. So let's pick an all-time team and put it in the simulator, Madden simulator. Not fantasy, like your best 11-on-11 with a coach. So he had the first pick. He took Tom Brady. I had the second pick. I took Reggie White. They're saying I took White early. I don't know. I think he's the best defensive lineman ever.
Wow. Wow. Here's the problem with taking Reggie at number two is that, you know, that position, there's a lot of great ends.
Yeah.
And I love Reggie. Listen, nobody was more dominant than Reg. Here's the other problem. Does the 292 end work in today's football?
Exactly what I was worried about, even in the Madden simulator, because
yes.
Do they want, like, newer guys?
Right.
Guys? I'm not sure.
You might want your 255 end.
Yeah. He went Brady, so there's no point in going quarterback. I'll take a quarterback with my last pick because we're only picking 11.
I got you. Right.
Yeah. So it is going to be some.
What about your receivers?
Yeah, we didn't go that far. We're only Brady and White. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's. Now, how long are you going to do this for?
We're going to pick a day. You know, we're going to pick 11 offensive guys, 11 defensive guys.
So you're going to pick a day. I love it. I love it. We might have to geek nerds, out later in the week, football. Do the same thing.
Dude, we're such nerds, but we can't. We're missing football. We had to do something.
Oh, bless your heart. I love you, Dave. I freaking love you. It's, you know, it's, listen, like, again, I love, baseball. I love basketball. Watch, I love hockey. Right? Like, exactly. Like, you know, listen, I can tell you that Trout hit a home run last night.
Right.
That Ohtani hit a home run last night. Like, right. I can tell you, I love it. Angels got pounded by the White Sox. I can tell you all that stuff. But here's the thing. Nothing gets you, your blood flowing, your blood percolating like coffee, right?
It's not even close.
Right?
Not even close.
Oh, my God. You're the best. I love you, Damien.
Thanks, man. I'll call you back later.
Like, yeah, let me know how the draft went, man. I want to know. Yeah. All right, buddy. Stewie! Stu! You're on 90s. What's up, Stu?
Stu Gotts here. Yeah. I got 2 points here. I got a Harden point, and I got a Shooter X point for you.
Yes.
The Harden point is, if you look any sport, basketball, football, baseball, as guys get older, to survive, they got to kind of change their game a little bit. And he hasn't adapted to changing his game. If you watch his game, you know, baseball players, their arm goes, they can move Pete Rose to first base, still be successful. Harden gets by that first guy. If he pulls up and takes that mid-range shot, it's there almost all the time for him. If he attacks from the wing and doesn't have the ball at the top of the key, at times Maxey has the ball, then he only has to get by to one guy and can pull up and take a shot.
See, here's the thing. I just don't know where he's at. Like, I don't know physically. Was he worn? Was the nagging injuries? Was the burst, right? Because we only saw certain bursts, so it's hard to analyze in that way. Like, if you have, here's the thing: if you want to switch, and he's got a big guarding him, he's got to be able to beat the big no matter what. It's not about changing his game. That's easy. Like, one thing, you could play him off the ball. I would agree with that. There's a way to space the floor. But there's certain things, if he's going to have the ball in his hands, which he always does, right, for the most part, Maxey's not going to be a full-time point guard. So for the most part, he's going to have the ball in his hands. He's got to be able to beat a man on a switch.
You're right. And the Shooter X, I mean, there's shooters out there. I mean, I look at this guy that used to always kill the Sixers. Was on the Wizards. Now he's on the Mavericks at Davis burst hands.
Bertans, yeah. Yeah, but you need a wing guard shooter. He's a 6'10", you know, Fugazi, 6'9", 6'10", play. And I hear you, Bertans. He does. He could, his eyes closed, he'll make three threes. I feel you on that.
With Embiid, he'd be phenomenal.
I mean, he's a role player. I need a guard, man. Who are my guards?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I mean, I don't know. I need a wing guy. Who's my wing?
Maxey shot a high percentage for
me. No. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about off the bench. I'm not talking about with Maxey.
Right.
Like, who are my two threes, like twos and threes off the bench that can knock down shots? Right? Like, my man, it's funny because if you look at it, if you can look at certain things, look at, you know, a guy off who's a three who can knock down a three, like a wing kind of guy, like a backup two. Like Milton, if he was good, like, listen, nothing against Shake, but he's just not good. He doesn't knock down shots consistently. He's a horrible offensive player. He really is. Like, he tries. He's a bad offensive player. He dominates the basketball. He doesn't know. Like, he gets too deep before he tries to pass. He can't play point guard. And he's a horrific defensive player. He's a horrible player. I don't even understand what they see in him. He and Korkmaz are useless. Bad.
I think Korkmaz is totally useless. I think what they see in Shake is there's games. There's sparks. He has it. He does.
He has nothing. Good
he
stop.
Fills it up from time to time, and they carry that for...
David Barrows scored 50 points. You know who David Barrows is?
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
You know who David Barrows is?
Yeah. But not, I mean, not a lot.
What school did he go to? Zuli!
Done.
What school did David Barrows go to?
Don't know. Don't Don't know. Boston College.
Yes!
Boston College.
Yes! Bot! Thank you, Bot! Yes!
But I get your point. You know what I mean? It's like, how long does that carry for? A week?
Stop! Right? He's a horrible basketball player. He's got no clue how to play the game after all these years. Forgive me. But enough. He's not going to get. He's not going to do anything for you. How many freaking times do I got to see him dominate the ball to possession? He kills you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think he absolutely holds the ball too long.
Yes. Does he have any kind of skill? He could, but at this point, it's done. All right? Like, we're all tired of Maxie. We're all tired of Matisse, let alone Milton. How many times are you going to see that? Play itself out. Stop. I can't deal with it. I need football. Bot. Can't you make football happen, Bot?
Let's speed it up a little bit. Let's get the gears grinding.
Hey, is that wishing away summer? Screw you, VG. I want football. VT, run. Run.
Hey.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, yeah.
What's up, pal?
I want football.
Yes.
Boston fans.
Yes.
I want football. You know me. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm in purgatory right now. I can't wait till camp opens up. How sick am I? How sick?
No, I mean, it's where we're at.
Right?
Yes.
Look where we're at. Really, look where we're at. Shake Milton gets an extension? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's just an option. I mean, they just need to fill out the roster.
Every day, Anthony, every day I want to see what's coming out. I want to see who got cut. I want to see who's going to make the team. I want to read about who's going to be outstanding. Not only that, I want to go to Blacksburg. I want to go to Lane.
Oh, Blacksburg, Virginia Tech.
Blacksburg, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. Are you kidding me? From the mountains of the Blue Ridge to the Crystal.
Who is the, dude, the Vatek, what was that? What was their special teams? It was Beamers. Oh, it was Beamer Ball, right?
Did Beamer Ball. Beamer Ball was amazing. You don't know how many games Beamer Ball has won for Virginia Tech before he retired.
How many kicks did they block that one year? I'm going to ask the bot.
You know what? I'm not sure. You got to ask bot. I'm not sure. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Some of the games, they won a few games because they blocked the punt or they returned the kick.
Yes.
Or a big play.
Like, think about this. Weren't you jonesing? Like, here's a punt, right? Guy fields it at his 6-yard line. He circled, reverses field, but great coverage. And they got him down at the 2.5-yard line. And here comes the defense.
And they go by him.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We need it.
Anthony, you had me fired up today, pal.
We need it.
Football, too.
Football.
Don't we need it? Don't you and I, we need it.
You need it. You know what? It keeps you alive. You know you're living. You know you're alive. Blood's pumping.
And I like to get in my car. You know what? You know me. I will drive. I go away to away games. I go down. I've been to national championship games.
Yes.
Please. Please, please, football. Give me football.
Football.
I love baseball.
I know. We all do. We love them. But right now, it's time. All right? I know it's not July yet. I know we got issues, and we still got to get through, you know, two more months.
Right.
But it's tough. It's to the point.
So, BG, I ain't ruining the summer. I can still go out and go to the beach.
Freak summer.
My jet ski. But you know what? There's a void right now, and I need football
That's
to
right.
come back.
I love it. VD Ron, VT, you're the man, buddy. VT, you're the man.
How about this for VT Ron? One of the great, great pregame college football intros.
Oh,
when they come out to this,
the
place is rocking.
Yeah.
And it's not that big of a stadium compared to, like, Ohio State and Michigan, but it's loud. Yeah.
He's talking about the horseshoe, cuz. Oh, my God. See, on a Saturday,
Death Valley
there's nothing
game.
Better. Like, I'm sorry. I just need to talk about it. On a Saturday, and it's like 11:10:30, and it's like 54 degrees. Oh, look at that.
Don't make me miss tailgate.
And what we got? Oh, Happy Valley. Red State.
Don't make me miss it.
Wisconsin. Oh, what's going on? And you go down to Tuscaloosa. You know why? Alabama, LSU. It's a shame. You know what's funny? It's a shame that these coaches, some of these coaches are just insufferable. College football is the greatest, except some of these coaches. Yeah, we're family. Who's that, Bot?
Wow, that, do it again.
It's great to be part of the family. My family loves being down here.
That sounds like some Brian Kelly faking like he's from Louisiana.
They're from freaking Massachusetts.
Yes, Brian Kelly thinking he's cool all the time.
I will root against them. They are a root against. I like the Tigers, too.
The guy,
oh, he's always Baton Rouge.
The guy for me has been for a couple years now because he thinks he's better than his players. Dabo Sweeney. Can't stand him.
Yeah, he became a can't stand
him. Can't stand him.
Yeah.
And my all-time least favorite coach ever to walk the planet, Urban Meyer.
Oh, dude.
Hate Urban Meyer.
Dude,
with
he's a, yes. He's a supreme jerk off. I got to be honest with you. Supreme.
Like, there's teams I don't like, but like, yeah. I don't hate Harbaugh. I don't like Michigan, but I don't hate Harbaugh.
No, I don't hate him at all, to be honest with you. I kind of, he's so out there, I kind of like him in a weird way. He you know, he's such a kind of a character.
But yeah, man, there's some of them, some of those college coaches.
I'm a hate the Pac-12. I've always been a hate the Pac-12.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such like a nothing conference for me.
Well, you know what it is? I do this Saturday show, and it's out of L.A., and they're all Pac-12 heads. Okay. So I just wreck them all the time. And we go back and forth. SC is SC. I mean, I respect the SC.
It gets contentious.
Yeah.
Like, the Pac-12 fan base is very, very territorial.
Yeah.
Like, very into, because they feel like they get disrespected. Compared to the SEC and the Big Ten and Big 12.
It's real football, though. Let's face it, Big Ten's real football. Obviously, SEC. I'll even go ACC. Give me a little ACC action.
ACC?
Forget Clemson.
Over Big 12?
Over Pac-12.
Oh, over Pac-12. Yeah. Okay.
Big 12, actually, my man, Matty Rhule, brought defense to that conference. That conference was a joke until Matt came in. And actually started playing defense. Now they all play defense.
I think those guys are the most prepared to play offense in the NFL, though, because they play spreads and pro offenses.
Well, they have been forever. How'd that work for RG3?
No.
Come on, Bot.
Happens.
Come on, Bot. How about the Birds, Bot? Birds are going to be good, Bot.
They're going to be very good.
Birds are going to be good. All right. We got to take a quick TO. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. Here's the deal. It's Geek Week. I got no geeks talking about all give me the Marvel movies. How do you rank? Who are the best ones? Tell us what we got to do. It's Geek Week. The Bot is ready to go. The only movies he sees are Marvel movies in the theater.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not true, but yes, in the theaters, that is true.
Yeah, you don't see real movies.
All right, fair. Fair enough.
Well, I don't mean
movies,
like that.
Movies are expensive, man.
No, I know. I don't mean
15
like that.
Bucks for a ticket.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I'm so geeked up for football. I'm excited because we're doing our summer project, and we have an actor that's going to be calling up, and he's a great dude. He's had a great career. He's from Philadelphia. His name's Jonathan Loughran. Now, Jonathan is awesome. He's also Adam Sandler's best friend. And developed a great career. And you know what? I'm Jonesing for the water boy. And he was in the water boy. He was a big linebacker in the water boy. The crazy eyes.
Yes.
The best. Funny guy, too. Great guy. We're going to talk to him coming up at 1 o'clock. Football. Who else misses it? I know you do. Uh-oh. I hope I didn't break that computer. Listen. Don't be that guy on. Don't be the guy with the t-shirt on in the pool. All right? You don't have to do it. And you go, well, this summer, we're July 4th, this weekend. Yes, but with NJ Diet, it only takes 20, think about this, only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. That's right, NJ Diet's unlike any other weight loss program. They use your hair, saliva, blood work, along with bioenergetic scans to personalize supplements that are going to target your hormonal imbalances. You know what that gets you? Get your body into the fat-burning zone. Zone, the fat-burning zone. You can finally lose that weight. NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Guys, don't wait for your doctor to give you some bad news and then try to figure it out. Contact NJ Diet today. Get ahead of your health. Your weight loss can help you overcome many health issues. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis, depression, even digestive issues. What are you waiting for? Locations, Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill. Worldwide with live online video consults. Visit NJDiet.com or call 855-5NJDiet, 855-5NJDiet. Go to NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good. I'm not excited. I can't do this. Oh. I can't do this summer of shams.
I'm in on shams.
I hate shams.
I'm shams and...
Shams. Woj.
Gotta get Woj.
I like Woj.
I know, Woj, that's your guy. That's your guy.
Shame, I don't like no shame.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And I got that freaking windy.
He annoys me, yeah.
All right? And I can't do this. Oh, Shake Milton again. I can't do it. I need a break.
Shake Milton, $2 million. Did you see the trade with Denver and Washington?
Yeah, Monty Morris.
Yeah, Monty Morris and Will Barton in Washington.
I actually like Barton.
I like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope more than Barton, just because he's more two-way. And Barton's too erratic.
You're right. Listen, but KCP is he's another one of these bad. You know these dudes,
yeah,
that are on bad teams and they just put up numbers.
But he helped win that championship in the bubble. The bubble, he did help.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So
you're not wrong.
Yeah, but not a bad move there. Denver looks pretty good with that move with adding a wing defender. When you have all of those offensive guys, defender with Aaron Gordon as another defender, that's pretty good.
Aaron Gordon was a good move for them.
Yeah, it was. But
physical ball.
And now we get to see when the guys come back, Porter and Murray, see how it really looks.
Yeah.
Tired of the shams?
Yes.
Yeah, shams.
I can't do this.
Can't do it?
I can't do this. I can't. I got no Harper, right?
Yep.
Right? So there's a gigantic cavernous, like, hole in my lineup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I love baseball every night. I love my basketball. You know that. I can't take it. I need football so bad. Like, so bad. Like, dude, I can't talk
we're
about...
We're not talking about them, like, right now the because bench dudes. Everybody's excited.
But I can't talk about bench dudes. Like, I can't... Like, the whole thing is, like, what shooter are they going to get off the bench? Some scrub. I mean, it's all going to come down to Harden anyway, right?
We know that, yeah.
It's all about Harden. Like, all this conversation is all going to come down to Harden.
Yes. But it also is about building the bench and building what they have.
I hear.
Because I know how you feel about Korkmaz and stuff like that. So you got to get better than that in order for you to be the team that you want them to be.
Listen, Tucker's done. That's going to happen.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. We know that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, they'll get some other, you know, we'll see what happens with Thibault, and then you can turn him into Shooter X. You're doing a great job on the morning show, by the way.
Thank you, man. It's been fun.
Doing a great job.
It has been fun.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I love the round ball. All right.
You ready for the football?
I need a break.
Yeah. But now
I need a break. I need a break, like... You have no idea. I need that football, man.
It'll be back.
Something magical. Like
it's almost July. We're almost there.
You know what football does?
What does it do?
Football makes the blood pump. Baseball soothes the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Basketball titillates.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Hockey is, I got to think of another thing, but other than titillate. But football is the heart pumping. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
When it's cold outside.
Boom, boom, boom. Not even cold. I don't even care. Like, not anymore. It's not about cold. Give me Florida. Give me the U, right? Like, give me. I don't care. I just need. I need it.
Soon. Soon.
I can't take it.
Soon. I need July. I need warm weather right now. I need to relax.
Oh, bleep summer. You too.
Yes.
You too. It's summer. Bleep it.
Man.
I.
Relax. No.
First summer.
Relax.
All you summer heads, I get it. Blah, blah, blah. 4th of July, grill hot dogs and hamburgers and fireworks. Get the bleep out. First of all, 4th of July
invite
sucks.
Me over.
Not the country piece of it, dude.
We can cook. We invite me over the house and we can go on the grill in the summer.
I ain't got no grill.
Come on, man.
Brother ain't got no grill.
I'll bring the grill.
Don't have a grill.
You don't?
No.
All right.
I don't have a grill. I'm not a grill man.
Yeah.
I'm not a cookout guy.
Yeah, I'm a cookout person.
I know you are. Yeah. I know everybody is. And listen, I'm the alien. Of course I'm an alien. Yeah. My point to you is, what's fun about like the fireworks?
I'm not even into that part of it. It's more of let me enjoy my warm weather because I don't like the cold. Number one,
I don't like the cold either.
All right, so let's enjoy the summer.
But let's not act like September's cold.
No, it's not.
October's not cold either.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
October's like September.
Yes,
and we used to be,
and we will have the football.
Well, that's my point. Can we get there?
No, let's not rush.
What do you care? What are you savoring?
I'm enjoying the warm weather, enjoying the time off with the kids, not in school, all of that.
Let them go back to school.
Well, you know what happens in the summer? I'm going out with
when
my nephew
in school,
now.
My food bill goes way up.
That's all right.
They're grabbing pizzas in the afternoon. You can't. That's a violation.
What?
Massimo wanted a pizza. It was 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah,
That's lunch.
No, but you can't order a pizza. If you're going to order a pizza, that's nighttime. My wife, I come home and it's a pizza box.
I disagree.
Oh, you can't go there.
Disagree.
Unless you're down the shore.
Oh, no. Round the way, Winfield Pizza. Afternoon.
All day.
I'm hungry. Pizza. Round the corner. Go get it.
All right.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to lunch.
Where you going?
My nephew. We're going up Ardmore.
Nice.
He graduated 8th grade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my man. We should go to high school.
You know what? I'm a bad uncle because I don't know which one he's going to. I know the two that were the finalists. I don't know which one, so I won't say it yet.
You're not a bad. You're a great uncle. You're going to lunch with your nephew.
Going to lunch.
I love that.
It's my man.
That's why you're the best.
Going to go hang out.
Keep killing it on the morning show.
Thanks, man. Tomorrow morning.
Love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
Here he is, the great Devon Givens. Keep that shams away from me. Can't deal with that shams. Come on, Bot. What are you doing? What are you laughing there, Bot?
Because I agree with him. I'm a summer guy. I've always been a summer guy.
Not a summer guy. You're not even... You're,
but you're right. Your wires will melt. I don't feel temperatures. You're right. I have no... There's a cooling system. We're good.
Yeah.
It's fine. No big deal.
What do you do for fun other than... Look at box scores.
Come on, you're making me out to be some kind of like VORP guy. Like, why? That's why I would vote for Jokic.
You're artificial intelligence,
correct?
Which means you're correct, and you would vote for Embiid.
Oh, I told you I would have voted for Embiid.
I know. I'm just saying.
What do I do for fun? You know, I'm a big theme park guy. But like other than that, I just like being outside, man. I like
do
being,
what? What do you do?
I'll go for a walk. I just want to be outside, play. You know, it's what we did when we grew up, like playing stickball, freedom, kickball, all that good stuff, man. So like now kickball. As an adult,
kickball's a violation.
Nah, come on, you played everything.
We didn't do the kickball.
But now that I'm an adult, take the dog for a walk, go to the beach.
I'm just busting.
Go
I'm,
out.
I'm teasing. I really didn't want an answer. It was just more rhetorical.
Nothing I love more though than the outside beer. Sit outside. On the TV.
Yeah, game.
Oh, the outside beer.
A football
beer.
Game.
No. Right. The film.
A football game. A football game. That's fun. All right. I'm sorry. I think I lost it. I'm losing it. I can't talk anymore. The It's shams. I'm done.
Shake Milton opts in.
No, I'm done. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeffrey.
Yo, cuz.
What's going on, Jeff?
What's happening, brother?
Man, I'm going off the deep end today, dude.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Dude, I lived in Florida for 2.5 years, and you know what, man? It ain't all about the heat, so I love football season. So I'm right there with you, buddy.
You know, especially, like, you know, when it's now been gone too long, right? Like, you reach a threshold where you start to really miss it. And then you have these moments of, oh, my God, I miss it so much. Right? Like, you go, oh, my God.
Stop my Philadelphia, brother.
I know, buddy. Tell me about Harper.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, because I got to say, like, the Castellanos and Wright, it ain't doing it. It ain't doing it, man. I mean, he looks like a sitting duck out there, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, he's got to, you know, the problem is you need his run production. I know he's struggling to play a little bit, but he's a guy that produces runs. And
but it's hurting having Harper not out there, you know?
Well, that's been happening, right? I mean, since the elbow, I mean, that hasn't changed. That's not going to change for the rest of the year.
It breaks my heart. I mean, you know, and full disclosure, because when I first heard Harper was coming to Philly, I wasn't convinced, but
he's the best.
Real deal.
Yes.
He is the real.
And the problem is there's a gigantic hole right now in the middle of the lineup, right? Like, everything works because you got bounce. Even though you didn't have a leadoff hitter, all right, Schwarber, it just works because you have Harper there.
I mean, dude, he changes. He's like the Mike Trout. He's the Mike Trout of the National League. And
great player,
I'm a bigger
dude.
Fan of Mike Trout, but, you know, Harper's right up there.
All right, what are you geeky about? Tell me. What is your inner geek? Yes.
Well, because I'm a nurse, so I'm very, like, in terms of the medical field, like, I like numbers as well. If I wasn't a nurse, I would have been an accountant, so numbers.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, like statistics.
Okay, good. That's great.
Something along those lines, but, you know.
I love it.
I know you guys are talking about the DC and Marvel and stuff. I never really got into that, but.
No, but, you know, again, this is Geek Week, so we talk all this stuff. And a great call by you, Jeff. We talk about all the stuff that we've been talking about. What do you collect, right? We went through the autographs and pictures. We've done all the trading cards. I love this idea of the card breaks. Like, I think I need a card break.
We got to get you a card break.
I need to get in on the football, man, because I think that can pass the time.
Yeah, we got to buy you an Eagles card break.
There's a guy who's going to call up and go, enjoy the time now. Bleep the time now. Football. Don't you miss it?
In due time. Not yet.
You really don't miss it?
I miss football. I don't miss football weather. That's the difference. I don't care.
First of all, football weather, let's be real for a second. The way the climate change, October is not cold.
Yeah, October's still warm.
Yeah, it's Halloween, 70 degrees, 75 degrees now.
Still warm.
So September, October, which is 2 months of the football, the time it turns cold is December, the end of November. November's not cold. It starts to get a little chilly, but it's not cold. Come on, bro.
I don't even want chili.
Whatever.
I don't even want chili.
Okay. Then you must not be a football man, Bot.
No, I don't think
you're not a football Bot.
I don't think weather's indicative of the sport.
No, but you're talking about weather and Trump and your football love.
Well, and it's not even that. I'm not missing football yet because I love baseball.
Okay. All right.
And the Phils are still a viable team. You know what I mean? Like,
I miss football doesn't mean the Phillies aren't viable. There's nothing to do with the Phillies. It's irrelevant. I can watch the Phillies and follow baseball every night, which is what I do,
sure,
and still miss football badly.
I don't disagree. I'm not telling
it's
you.
It's holding two contradictory thoughts in your hand at the same time. It's possible.
Sure. Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I just, I'm not feeling that way yet.
I got no backup from the bot. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Oh, Anthony Gold, man. You are giving us gold day, brother.
Oh, what, my psychosis is giving you gold?
Perspective is gold also. You know, it's interesting because I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, man, you know what? Baseball, see, it's the way things line up, ain't that this is the reason that this is the reason why I get bent, because football and baseball have been good to me in my lifetime. The Flyers and the Sixers are the ones that need to get off the schneid. When it gets cold out and we're rolling into we're getting ready through spring and getting ready to roll into the summer, we're supposed to be in the playoffs or winning championships in June to roll into baseball season where all you need is baseball.
Right.
Until it's time for football.
Correct.
Baseball fills that gap, and that's, you know, you have 100.
You got gaps. I got gaps. Baseball fills gaps. That's baseball exactly gaps. Right.
Baseball's supposed to be there. We're 4-for-4. That's the other thing that see, we got to look at the glass half full, because there's towns out there that are bigger than Philly or getting as big as Philly, and they only have two, maybe three teams to root for. We got four that we can follow. And again, if the Sixers and the Flyers are doing what they're supposed to do and winning, then we're golden, because we're rolling a baseball like, yeah, we just, you know, we took care of business in June. And don't let me forget Brocano.
Oh, Brocano! You're in! Hold on, Brocano! He's back, by the way, the bro. And Brocano, of course, gets you FanFest tickets. As does any of your inner geekdom. All right. Speaking of which, Bot, I got a question for you.
All right, let's do it.
Because all I really want to do is football. We will do Who's That Guy Football Edition.
Okay.
I'm a quarterback from Purdue.
Drew Brees.
Oh, Look at that bastard.
I mean, come on, there's only...
I'm a wide receiver from... From LSU.
Justin Jefferson?
I'm a wide receiver from LSU who went high in the draft.
Ja'Marr Chase.
I'm a wide receiver from LSU who went high in the draft... And I've played for multiple teams now.
Odell Beckham Jr.
There you go.
They have a good wide receiving class, LSU.
Let me see if you get this spot. All right. This is the year 2014.
Okay.
The all-pro offensive line. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Tackle from Dallas.
Tyron Smith.
Yes! Bot! Yes! Tackle from Cleveland.
Joe Thomas.
Yes! Yes!
All right, 40%.
Guard from Baltimore.
That's being here every single time. Forget about voluntary. You should be here. That comes with the territory. It just does. It changes everything. People will always bring up the money once you take the money.
Yes.
And with that is a great deal of responsibility. And there is a big calendar everybody has on the team of
the hint that you'll get it.
Okay. Can I have the hint?
Rookie.
Zach Martin?
Yes! I knew he would get it!
I wasn't sure if he was with them.
I knew you would get it! Knew it! All right, finally! To go 5-for-5, Bot! Center from the Steelers. It's a layup.
Pouncey.
Yes, yes.
There we go.
Pouncey. I love it, Bot. I'm telling you.
I love these games, man.
I've changed the thing on my phone. Zooli, give me the weather in Puglia, Italy. Zuli,
well, Aunt,
tell me.
70 and sunny.
Zuli, is there any traffic on the Schuylkill?
You don't need me for that. The answer is yes. All the time. All times, day and night. The answer is yes.
Zuli, what is 3/5 divided by 2/8?
That's 24 over 10. So it's 12 over 5.
Zuli, help Massimo with his homework. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. I miss football so bad. I'm having the Water Boys buddy on today. Yes, I am. Cuz Radio with Zuli, the bot. 97.5.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey. By the way, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. What are you geeking about? It's Geek Week. So what are you going to this is a good time to get your inner geek going on. I'm working with the bot this week, my man Zuli, who I love. No more Siri. It's Zuli. Give me the voice. Zuli!
Hello, Anthony.
Call Tooch.
Calling Tooch. I got to get that one down. That's hard.
I love it. You got a new... this is you from now on, man.
It's funny. When you get to that those voices, one of the... one of my first jobs out of school, one of the women that I worked with was the voice of, like, the D.C. Metro or something like that.
Yeah.
Her voice was just like... I'm like, oh my gosh, you literally are you sound like you're the voice of Siri. It was so cool. She had like just the perfect voiceover radio voice.
Well, is Siri a good voice?
I think for what it does, I think so. I think.
Yeah?
Because, I mean, you need the voice that's like crystal clear. You know what I mean? No accent, no...
I will tell you... Your accent is fine. You don't have a bad accent. You know who's got a surprise? You work with Vito.
Yes.
The other day. His accent's 100 times what your accent is.
Yeah, Vito's got the Philly accent. I think Tom's got it, too.
Yeah, not.
Tom's got it, too, a little bit.
Yeah, he's all right.
And it's not a bad thing.
No, I know. I mean? I'm just giving you, like, it's a little bit. But yours is more, you could bodicize.
When I went to school, that was something that I'm like, I want to see if I can, since I'm not in Philly every day.
Wash it?
Not wash it, because I don't want to like forget where I came from. You know what I mean? But
well, they tell you that. But nowadays, what it does is it makes you unique.
Yeah. I mean, you hear.
Like if you're going to call, Braves Twins. Right, for the MLB Network, you can't be going, I can eat a hoagie in between
water.
My innings.
Right.
Right, like, hit that ball right into the water. Like, you're not going to do that. So, of course, you want to make sure you cleanse it a little bit. Difference, mine is more of a muddy patois, where the muddiness comes around the words themselves.
What do you mean by that?
It's a patois. It's your tone.
Okay.
So it's more muddy.
Okay.
More, granular. Like you can hear the more, it's part of your voice structure.
Gotcha. Okay.
Believe me, I had no intentions. I was a writer. And then You want to talk about having to cleanse and make it a little bit, having me cleansed a bit. When I first started, the dude, I told you the story. The story's great. Guy, one of these complete ball breakers, third caller. Who are you? You sound like you should be cutting pepperoni on 9th Street.
Jeez.
I was like, thanks a lot. You freaking creep.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for accepting me with open arms.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Your inner geekdom and football. Where's Chevy? Yo, Chevy, I thought I had an ally. Freaking Mike. Did he run off?
He's done for the day, yeah.
No, he said, no, listen, cause I agree with you. I agree with you. Get in here. Get your ass in here. Come on, man.
Why?
What do you mean, why, what? You, first of all, say hello. Did you put a two-shot on or no?
Yeah, I think Haley's on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, use the mic. There you go. Now, Chevy, Mikey, runs the YouTube. All right? He's the man who does all. He's a video genius. But he's also my man. Mike is a football man.
I love football. Football's my main sport. I can't wait.
You miss it, right?
And I miss it. I miss it so much, Ant. Every day, like this time of the year, too.
All right, tell the freaking bot.
No. I'm with Zuli too.
No, you're not. You're not with Zuli.
I love baseball.
We all love baseball. I love baseball too. Forget Zuli. Forget the bot. Don't let the bot infect you. He's AI, not the good AI. He's artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Now I really do miss football. And actually, it's funny. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been missing it so much.
Yes, right? What is it?
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Like, more than usual, right?
Right. And we haven't even hit camp yet, which is
exactly
the crazy part. So I need it right now. I have the itch. I've been, you know, looking at fantasy football. I'm trying to do my research for fantasy football.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I've been trying to get myself hyped up, and I'm ready for football.
Yes.
I'm ready for it.
Exactly. I was talking. You know who I was just talking to? Baldy.
Oh, yeah?
Baldy's breakdowns. I was watching some Baldy breakdowns, and then I was talking about poor Baldy yesterday. We lost the Goose. Sarah Goose passed away, and Baldy was at the funeral yesterday. Mm. It was sad. Football.
Well, I'm a...
Michael.
I know. I'm a big football guy. I come from a football family.
I know you do. Yeah. I love your father, your grandfather. You're football guys. You had six brothers?
Yeah, all played football.
All six?
At some point. Not all the way through.
Right, at some point, all you guys, there's six boys, right?
Yeah, six.
Now, Zuli, I messed up, Zuli.
Okay.
I screwed up.
What happened?
I should have been like Mike's father. If I had known the immense joy. Like, I don't know. I was never really thought about kids.
Okay.
And then, you know, this happens, right? Life happens. Right? I meet my wife, fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, there's Anthony, right? But we have been together for a long, long time. I didn't even think about kids. And then I have my kids, and I can't breathe without them.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a industry where you got to get the career established. It's hard, you know.
Had I known, I would have been like Mike's dad. He had six boys.
That's
I would have went for Mike.
He's got an offensive line,
and he's got a Maxie. He's got a Lou Williams off the bench.
Yep.
He's got a super six man. And 09.
So, Mike, are you the six man?
No, he's not. He's like the left guard. Right?
Yeah. In terms of my family
brothers.
Lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Are you starting tackle?
I'll definitely start. Yeah, I'll be out there.
Are you a tackle or are you the guard? Are you a guard? Or are you Kelsey?
No, I'm definitely not Kelsey. That would be my older brother. I would say probably either Nick, my brother Nicky. He'd probably be Kelsey.
Who do you got? You got Nicky? So you have Mike... Nikki.
Nikki, Joe, Vin.
Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny.
You got a Vinny?
Got a Vinny.
Oh, come on, man.
I got a Dom.
Oh, we got a Dom.
Got a Roman.
A Roman. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, that's all six of us. And like I said, we were, you know, big football household. You know, we all played peewee.
And your father was like,
he
probably went to every game, too.
Oh, yeah, he went to every game. He helped, you know.
Football, really, Mikey.
He brought us our fandom, you know.
I'll tell you, love your father. Your father's a good man.
Sometimes.
Chevy. He's a good man. I like the fact you missed. You know what? All kidding aside, because I know I get a little goofy. But there is something different about this year that makes me want. Like, listen, I love the Phillies. I watch the Phillies every night. When they're off, I miss them, right? No matter what.
Right.
And I think they're a good team. I think it's a shame the Harper thing is a killer. But, you know, who knows? You still got the bones of a playoff team. We were always going to get not Sixers all season, but yeah. There's something this year that is drawing me, that is making me miss it like breath.
Yeah, and maybe it's because of all the offseason acquisitions that the Eagles had.
I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of anticipation to see what this team does this year.
Yes.
I think is part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you. I really don't know. I need it. I need it back.
Needs it, Bot. Take that in your summer and stick it in your ear, Bot.
Listen, I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Oh, go play with your hard drive. Freaking Bot.
Leave the Bot alone. Come on, cuz.
Trying to tell me about football. Mikey, my man.
Cuz.
You're my protege. You know that.
Come on.
You are.
Not yet.
Now, I love them all. The Tunis is my main. Bot, right? Tommy, right? You're my pro. You're the next. You're next one, dude. You are, dude. Don't worry about it. Let's go to Bob. Let's go to Bobby. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bobby.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, Bob?
I am drooling for football.
Oh, man, thank you. What is it? What is the difference? Why this year are we dying? Oh, no. Oh, I fat figured the freaking phones. Call me back, Bob. I promise you, I will get you FanFest tickets, too. That was my fault. Got too excited. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
What's up, my brother?
Yo, Frank. What's going on, Frankie?
How you making, baby?
I'm missing some football, Frank.
I know. I'm missing some football, too, cuz. But I'm with Devon when he said that. I love my little break when we get the summer weather, though, man. Ain't nothing like football. Nothing could take the place of football. But the sun and the warm weather and the outside, man, you got to love that, man. Too,
listen,
cuz.
I'm a sun. Listen, the one thing I do love about summer is the sun.
That's
see, my now my people come from the sun. Yeah. Like the Southern Italians, they're called the Sun People in their own country, right? They go, the people down south are the Sun People. So I love the sun. I need it. But I got nothing that pumps the blood like football.
Well, you know, you got preseason coming, baby. So hold on a sec. You know?
All right. Now tell me about your inner geek, Frankie. What is it that gets you?
It's something, man, because I never loved it in school. I never loved it in high school or college. But, man, let me tell you, my inner geek is finances, cuz. Finances, investments.
Really?
Like multiplying that money, man, seeing that money grow. I'm telling you, bro. And
yeah.
I'm like, I never liked numbers before, but now I love numbers, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, good. Give me a tip. That's a good geek thing to give up. It'll help you out, right? I wish I had an aptitude. I got no aptitude. What is your main, you know, tip for those people who want to get involved?
With investments, man?
Yes.
I'm talking as far as investing in some stuff like your real estate, your ROI.
Look at you.
And I'm talking about on your insurance policies, your cash out values, man. I'm talking.
Yeah, you need to come. You need to come. You sit down with me for 5 minutes and school your boy.
That's what I'm talk about.
You know what I'm saying?
Watching that money. See, when you make that money, baby, it ain't enough just to make it. You got to watch that thing grow.
Yeah,
and
well,
you made it, and then it grew, then you got more money. So that gets me excited, baby.
Yeah, that's good, man. I need you, buddy. You're going to take pity on me. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I ain't got no skills.
And I definitely want my FanFest tickets, man. I multiplied two of them for me, baby.
You got it. I'm multiplying right now. Hold on, babe. You got it, Frank.
We can do that easy, man.
Yes, that
two tickets. Boom.
Well, I can make that appear. You know, I can do that. Bot.
Not a not an investment into the investment.
I wish
scene.
I was.
Me too.
You know.
Me too.
I wish I was. I wish I had any kind of aptitude.
Make some of that passive money. Have your money work for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't know. I got you know, it's terrible because you know, I got 70. I got like seven jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you're always working.
You got the family, so you got to, you know.
Yeah, you're always working.
And I got, I need three just to feed them.
Just for pizzas.
No, isn't that a violation, the afternoon pizza? I told my wife, I go, what do you mean he wanted pizza? Dude? You can't order a pie at 2 o'clock.
I think all bets are off on summer vacation.
I mean, you can't get the pizza.
We, nah, we
used, take out pizza?
Yeah, we used to do it. Like,
you know, again, and that's $20. Speaking of volume, no ROI there.
Like, can't, like,
I come home, there's crust laying there.
We'd come home from camp. I think camp would end at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and we would order food. Not every day.
Yeah,
but
you can't go to pizza. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we did. Pizza, sandwiches, fries.
You want to order at night, that's one thing. You can't order during the day.
Yeah, we did it a lot.
Go eat peanut butter and jelly, whatever you do.
Big peanut butter and jelly guy.
Go make some, go make it, whatever, hoagie, lunch meat. You can't, come on. Let's go to Armin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Armin!
Yo, cuz!
What's happening, Arm?
How you doing?
Good. I got this weird, strange pang that I just miss football badly.
Cuz, let me just tell you. So, well, first off, I'm a school teacher, so just getting on the like summer break. So I miss your show all the time because I'm in school. But, you know, I've been listening
to... What do you teach, Arm? Listen, we want to also highlight the teachers all summer. We've been... I talked about it last week when it was last day of school and the shortage of teachers and the tough profession that you got to deal with, man. So we need you guys, man. You're the backbone of any great society. You need the youth and you need to be taught well. So we appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. But to answer your question, I do teach the greatest subject known to man. Health and physical education.
Are you coaching?
I do coach. I'm an assistant lacrosse coach, and I did used to coach football. Also, just trying to get back into that.
Nice. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So you know, I've been loving the conversation today because you know, don't get me wrong, I love you know hearing about the Sixers, love hearing about the Phillies, but football, man, that's where it's at. You know, it's the time of the year. It's the summertime. Yeah, sure, baseball is happening, but the season's right around the corner.
I know. The greatest thing about 4th of July is that after it's over, you're that much closer to training camp. It's the last holiday until training camp.
Exactly. It's almost like, you know, New Year's Eve before New Year's actually arrives. But it's like an extended New Year's Eve.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're right on, brother.
Oh,
see that?
Yeah.
Now, and you know what it is, too? Then you look at this year, and not for nothing, but those Eagles look good.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They look good. They look real good.
Now, who's one person that, you know, you're looking forward, besides A.J., Brown, you know, coming in, besides him and Devontae Smith, who are you really looking forward to?
Yeah, to me, it's easy, right? Like, when I look at their defense, they actually have a legitimate defense now. Like, when I look at their linebackers, they actually got players now, right? Like, they actually have a defense. Last year, listen, their offense is, other than we'll find out about Jalen, hopefully he can be that guy. But their offense is good, like really good. Now they actually have a defense. They have a credible defense, and they can get after it.
Oh, yeah. N'Kobe Dean, by the way, I'm ecstatic for. I'm so excited. So excited that they actually got a linebacker.
How about it?
That actually is going to be hopefully a difference maker.
Yes.
Because how many years have we been begging for linebackers and it just gets.
I mean, you got a Georgia linebacker. Are you kidding me? That's like a Brazilian supermodel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, like, you go, you know what kind of attributes the Brazilian supermodel has, right? So, of course, what is the Georgia linebacker? It's the same example.
Oh, my gosh. Hell yeah. So I'm super excited. I'm super pumped for this defense. I'm excited to see what they can do. You know, I think they have a good shot to make a deep playoff run this year. You know, it just all comes down to, I think, if, you know, the defense actually doesn't give up a whole bunch of yards like we did last year. You know, let's hope that Gannon actually, you know, can pull it together this year. But, you know, it's also that microscope on Hurts, you know, to see, you know.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking forward to it. He's got a great offensive line. He's got great weapons. He's got weapons all up and down between Devontae and AJ and Quez Watkins and Goddard. I mean, come on. Like, this is the best crew they've had probably in my lifetime.
I agree. You know, I don't want to jinx it, but, like, I'm just
I mean, we're talking on paper. That's all you can talk, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I love it. Arm, great call, man. You want FanFest tickets?
Oh, hell yeah. I was there last year for my first time, and I loved it. Wait, real quick. I know I'm going to probably run out of time, but last year, I brought one of my friends. Now, don't hate me. He is a Giants fan, but this guy won the football toss at FanDuel. Dude won $5,000, and it killed me because he also got to meet Brian Dawkins as a Giants fan, and I was so hurt.
Get out. So where was it? There was a football toss?
Yeah, so FanDuel did a football toss, and if you made at least a minimum of 10 throws in there, you qualified to make it to the semifinals, but you had to make sure that you you know, had the highest score.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he made it to the semifinals, made it to the finals.
How many yards was the toss?
It was probably about like 10 to 12.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good. That's good. Got a good rifle. I love it. All right, listen, hold on. Get your tickets. 610-632-0975. We actually got a couple open lines. First time all day, you can get in easily. 610-632-0975. Is how you reach us as we talk about this. Listen, you're inner geek. I want your inner geek. And you get your inner geek, you get FanFest tickets, all right? It's Geek Week on the show. Wait till the last 2 days of Geek Week. We're going to dive into fantasy geeks. I'm a fantasy geek. I like the fantasy. We're gonna dive into all that stuff. But you get FanFest tickets. Whatever your geek is, I got no Marvel love, no DC love. I don't know. You tell me. Who's the GOAT? I don't know. Well, that's your world, Bot. Did your brothers?
You got Iron Man, right? Iron Man's your GOAT?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Iron Man.
I think that.
Who do you like?
From Marvel or just in totality? Like, because for me, like, the best superhero movie in everything ever made is Dark Knight. And I'm not a DC guy. I'm a much bigger Marvel guy. But the Dark Knight movie with Christian Bale, I thought was, like, not just a great comic book movie.
All right, we'll save it. Well, let's dive into it.
Okay.
Christian Bale's ridiculous, and you know you're not wrong. And the director was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know. All right, let's get to the phones. We got Kevin coming up, right?
Yes. About 10 minutes.
And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to the Water Boys' best linebacker. He's like the N'Kobe Dean of Adam Sandler. All right.
I like it.
His best friend, Jonathan. He's awesome. He went to Ryan. He played football. He's from Parkwood. And he's a hobnobber. He's a celebrity. He's a big-time Hollywood guy. As we continue our summer project of Philadelphians who achieve. Let's go. Here we are. Sheed. What's going on, Sheed?
I'm fucking amateur.
I got you, bro.
All right. Well, I'm not worried about Jalen. He was under pressure his whole life, and he was a winner his whole life. So I'm not worried about him.
I got to ask you a question. I hope, because I agree with you, I think he's a winner. He's got all the intangibles in the world, right? Like that, I think he's smart. If I told you, dude, I wish to God that he's the guy. But I don't know how you can say you're not worried about him. Did you watch the playoff game? Did you see the all 22 of that?
But when I'm saying, this is what I'm saying why I'm not worried about him. He got thrown under the pressure at the end of the year when Winston's in because Winston's bad. And he got.
What are you talking about? That was a year ago. A year ago, he had the job.
He still got thrown under pressure. We have not having no wide receivers, but just.
Not no wide receivers. Who was Devontae Smith? What are you talking about? Quest Watkins is wide open. Dallas Goedert is one of the best tight ends in football.
Yeah, but they not, no, every team.
Nah, dude, you're wrong. You got to go back and look at it objectively. Go back and look at the tape and then talk to me and tell me you're not worried. I hope, I'm not telling you that the script is written because I think he's got every chance and he's got all the intangibles, but you can't tell me objectively that you're not concerned.
I'm not concerned.
All right, well, then you're not objective.
First year, everything. Coach, system, everything. And then he got
those. Dude, wide open. Guys are wide open. You got to make the throws down the field to win.
It's his first. That's our problem. We judge at the beginning.
What do you mean judging every game? You judge every quarterback. What are you talking about? Justin Herbert in his rookie year takes them, and if not for a dope coach, would go to the playoffs in the toughest division in football.
Right. You're right. I'm not saying that, but he got a first-year head coach, first-year system he's in.
No. I'm out. I don't want to hear it. Stop with excuses. Excuses don't do him no good, all right? Listen, the dude's a prince. He's a freaking prince. He's a beautiful dude. He's everything you want to root for. But I don't want to hear I got no concerns. That's being blind. And I'm not blind.
You can't have no concerns. I think there's concerns just about every player, every quarterback in every league.
No concerns. First of all, it's ridiculous. That if you watched the playoff game, you can't tell me you don't have any concerns.
No, he's
got a lot to prove. And I love the kid, and I want him to win. He's the answer. There's nobody else. There's nobody else that, first of all, there's nobody else on the roster that could come in at all and save their season.
Correct.
I don't want to hear about Minshew. He stinks.
Correct.
All right? I don't have any of it. It's all on Hurts. And who knows if you have to go get a quarterback, that who knows what happens, right? First of all, you got to get the right quarterback in the draft. And then he's got to develop and then all the whole thing. So it's way easier and so much more stress-free if Jalen's the guy. Not to mention, he's just a highly rootable dude, all right? But we got to keep it 100. You can't have watched that playoff game and tell me you got no concerns and then shift blame everywhere else. That's BS nonsense.
I think you could have two things. Like, I think he has a big year or a bigger year than last year. I think he quells a lot of your concerns. But
you do?
Right now, yeah, I do. Especially with the weapons that he has around him. I think he does quell some of your concerns. Right now, though, it's entirely appropriate to have concerns. I think that he can be the guy. But I also know the deep ball accuracy needs to be fixed.
It goes beyond deep ball. Dude, it's 20-yard zip chunk throws that need to be on the money.
Sure.
They need to have enough zip. That's what I'm talking about. It's not about deep throws. It's about making big-time NFL quarterback throws for first downs on 3rd and 12. That's what it's about.
Sure, I don't
show me you got the zip on the ball and it doesn't wobble. That's what I'm talking about. And I don't care what anybody says, and I don't want to hear hater nonsense. I think the kid's a sweetheart. I want to root for him. He could be the greatest thing, the answer. But I got to see it. And to act like we didn't see him miss wide receivers all over the field is ridiculous.
He did. I think he made a lot of good plays over the course of the season, which is encouraging.
With his legs.
I think, Yeah, I mean, I think that...
Listen, the kid's a great athlete.
Correct.
He's got to be able to throw the football.
For certain.
That's the bottom line.
For certain.
I watched every one of those throws. I watched that all 22. I've seen it. I know what I'm looking at. The kid's got a long way to go. And let's hope that he worked out, right? Spent the week. Now, I got word. Now, I'm praying to God that he goes out and he works on his delivery. And I'm hoping I got word he's looking. There's hope here. And so I'm praying that he's the guy. Praying. Because if he's the guy, they can win a Super Bowl. They can get to a Super Bowl. And they can get there this year if he's the guy. That's for damn sure. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew?
Hey, and thanks for, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
What's happened, my brother?
So, I had an Eagles point that was different than the one I'm about to make just based on the previous caller's point about Jalen Hurts. I also agree with you. I'm super concerned about Jalen Hurts. I watch the playoffs and I see those quarterbacks and I long for a quarterback that can throw a down the field pass where the wide receiver doesn't have to stop to catch it, where the wide receiver would have to actually go up and catch up to the ball. That's what I long for.
Right.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And also to be able for our quarterback to throw the wide receivers in stride to where they can get more RAC. That's what concerns me a little bit. Our quarterbacks haven't been able to do that for a while. And now that we have two dominant wide receivers, we need our quarterback to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not telling you he can't do it. I'm not saying that, I don't know. I'm hoping that this is it. Like, all the factors. He's got a great offensive line. Like, there's nothing. He's a dream situation for a quarterback. And so how I'm approaching it is I wipe the whole thing clean, right? I go, all right, I want to watch from the beginning of training camp through the end of this season. And by the end of the season, I'll have my answer. And that's how I'm judging Jalen. And I'm hoping my answer at the end of this season is he's the guy. But right. I don't know. I can't say that now.
No. And, even with all the reports about him working hard and going to...
He worked with Tom House and,
right.
He works on his delivery. And I got good reports on that. So I'm hoping that it takes. That's it. Because, listen, right. First of all, he's the dude. He's the anti-Wentz. Right? Yeah. Wentz was a hateable dude or a non-likable guy. I mean, a hateable. And then he played dumb, right? Hurts plays smart. He takes care of the football.
He's got to get those other... He has the intangible. He just doesn't have the other tools.
But the
other tools that he's missing are like the cardinal rule of quarterbacking, unfortunately.
Well, no. Because, listen, he can... Listen, it does get easier. The game slows down. And if he gets the ball out quicker on time, right, can read defenses better, then that'll help him. And I think he's got the capacity. He's a coach's kid. He's smart. He knows the game. So I think that can help him. I'll give you FanFest tickets. Hold on, because I got my man from ESPN, ABC. He's fantastic. Did a great job on the NBA draft. The one, the only, Kevin DeGondi. Kev!
Hey, my man. How you doing?
What's up, baby?
Nada, man. I got my fingers crossed on what the Sixers are going to be doing and putting together, and I find it interesting the conversation you're having right now about Jalen, because you and I briefly talked about this as well, right? He has all the intangible tools. It's can those intangible tools translate to the physical quarterback play that we would need, right? And when I say the physical quarterback play, can you make the consistent intermediate pass? If you can make the consistent intermediate pass, then can you be accurate down the field? Because if you make that consistent intermediate pass with guys like Brown and Goddard, that's opening up a whole bunch of space for Devontae down the field.
Yes.
Can you be accurate 30 to 40 yards down the field?
Right? Yes. Yes.
That's up. They all work together, man. They all work together. And if he can hold the defense and keep the safeties in because he can make that pass from 20 to 25 yards accurately in between the hashes,
yeah,
it changes absolutely.
Or here, you got Devontae on a 3rd and 12, right?
Yes.
A crosser. Yeah, you got to make that throw. You got to hit him in stride. Like, I'm with you.
100%.
You got Goddard sitting down in space, right? It's 3rd and 11.
Yep.
Give me the zip. Get it in there.
100%. And listen, now he's got options, right? Where you've got a wide receiver that knows how to create space along with Devontae. As Devontae was the rookie last year learning, you know, the insides and outs of what makes sense as an NFL wide receiver. Guy hasn't even, I'm just saying, like, the guy hasn't even had 20 career NFL starts. So I want to give it some time. You can't make a conclusion.
I agree. How I'm going about it is I wipe the slate clean and then go, all right, let's go. Let's show me, man. Let's go.
100%. Yes, it's your team. He has an intangible inside the locker room, like you mentioned, with the relationships that he has with the players that we did not see with Wentz. They are attracted to him. He's a magnet wherever he goes. He wins every single locker room. Go back to as a freshman at Alabama to what he did in that one season at Oklahoma. Wherever he goes, players want to play with him and for him, no matter what it is. Can it translate, though, on the field consistently, you know, and it comes down to can you be more accurate, you know, because the defenses will adjust. And I think Jalen now will continue to have to figure out a way to adjust week in and week out. I'm excited, man. Like, that's the one thing, man. Howie's done an incredible job in giving this team some excitement. I thought every single move he's made has been extremely smart when it comes to adding veteran depth, especially on the back end of that defensive unit. Hassan, cannot wait to see the Temple guy crush it. And we got Brandon Graham healthy, so my fingers are crossed.
There. BG, what's funny? I saw BG recently, right, at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Tournament. And BG, who I love, right? BG's the man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He goes, because he heard me talking one day, and I was out of my mind, and I'm doing W's and L's. It was like 2 weeks ago. And I was in one of my moods, right? I'm going, win. And I think I came up to 14, right? Now do I think they're going to go 14?
My.
Right. Do I think they're going to go 14-3? No. But do I think they could go 12-5? Yes. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
I think
it's not crazy.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I think it's the team that I think if they go 12-5, they've reached a certain ceiling where everything maxed out well.
Right.
But I think this is a team that just plays well week in and week out that can win 10 to 11 games.
Yes.
This season.
Yes. 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 I agree. Now, here's the other thing. As we look at this, right? As we kind of going to look and go deeper into the whole thing. When you look at their defense and Gannon, right? I'm so curious to see what he's going to be like. because now there's no excuse for the defensive coordinator either. You know, we talk about Jalen. I love what Sirianni does. I need a. There people are tapping this guy as a head coach candidate. I better see it this year.
I agree, but I also think he's got more weapons. I think White at the linebacker position is such a massive.
I agree. Yes.
It changes how it's the biggest frustration that we have, right? Is the team doesn't value linebackers, never valued linebackers. When you have his ability to move around in the space, I think that's a huge addition.
Yes, it is.
When you're in a league where your number two wide receiver is as good as potentially as your number one everywhere you look, and you have somebody opposite of Darius Slay that has the veteran experience that's working on a contract to make more money next season, I think that's a huge upgrade on what's going on in the secondary.
So, yeah.
It comes down to like what you said with Gannon. All right, Gannon, I have all the ingredients. What are you going to do? Right? I can't wait to see N'Kobe Dean. I mentioned Hassan Reddick. Like, I think they addressed a lot of specific needs. They admitted mistakes. Where is Jordan Davis? Like the depth that he has in the middle. I'm excited, man. Like even talking about it now, it's really exciting. The one question I have is, you know, safety, you know, Tart.
I like Tart. I thought Tart was a good pickup.
I do too. But at the same time, there's a reason why Tart was available, right?
Like, I know. No, you're right. Yes. Yeah, true. And yes.
I want to see how that plays out. We don't need like a superstar at that position, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we need is somebody who's an upgrade to what we've had the last couple of years losing Malcolm Jenkins. Somebody who knows where to be at the right spot and can at least make a play.
Yes.
That's the veteran stuff that we lose with McLeod, that we lost with Jenkins, and we've still been looking for, I think, since we, 27 left.
Yep. I agree. Let me ask you this, because this is part of my theme today. Oh, my God, Kevin. I miss football bad. Listen, you know, Bryce is such a big hole in the lineup, right? I mean, and listen, baseball's... we love it, right? We're in no matter what. Nobody's jumping off the tuna train, right? You know, hopefully the Ranger pitches well tonight. But, man, dude, oh, do I miss it? I'm looking forward to the Sixers. I mean, you know what they're going to do. Tucker's already done, right? We'll see if they can move Matisse, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's going to come down to Harden anyway. We know that. There's going to be no other big move other than that. So it comes down to, I miss football.
I do too, man. You know what I miss more than anything? Being relevant, right? Like relevant football. That's the difference, I think, in the city. When you feel like you have a chance week in and week out, and obviously we didn't have that experience 2 years ago, and last year was more of a surprise. Like, okay, all right, we're learning as, you know, the coach is learning right in front of us as well, and we're learning with Jalen more about this team. I come back to, you know, I have been hard on Howie like you have and like many people have, and I think it was well-deserved. Howie deserves a ton of credit on understanding the mistakes and the holes on this roster and addressing. Now it's up to the team and the coaching staff and the players, but like it just gives you this hope that, okay, all right, We could do this. We could make another run, a run that we thought that was going to be sustained after the Nick Foles, Doug Peterson magic. And honestly, we got beat up a little bit as a fan base going through the Carson Wentz fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no, I know. But you know what's funny,
and
though?
To your point, to see him two times, I cannot wait for those games.
Like, yeah, I'd be out of here.
Listen, the Cowboy game.
Carson.
Love the Giants game.
Carson.
I can't wait.
Oh, that'll be outrageous. Carson. Oh, we're going to be wild. Kevin, I love you, buddy. You're the greatest.
Love you, man. You're the best.
There he is, the one, the only, Kevin Negandhi, ESPN, ABC. We'll come back, and still lots to do as we hang out on this Geek Week Wednesday, And we're going to geek out a little bit. My man, the Water Boy's best buddy. Yeah, I love this guy, Jonathan Loughran, who is an actor, right, who's from Philadelphia, who's Adam Sandler's best friend. And he's had a remarkable career. So I'd like to do my summer project and highlight people from the Delaware Valley who are really interesting and doing big things. And Jonathan is fascinating. He's been in anger management. He's a guy with the Eagles jersey on. Guy's been in a million movies. He's been around on sets, the whole thing. And he's one of us. So we're going to talk to Jonathan coming up. Across the Delaware Valley, it's Cuz Radio with the bot in for the Tunis as we hang out. So you guys know one of my fun things, the summer project, as we kill time before we get to football season, which I got the hives that I can't wait, as you can tell by my mood today, is we're highlighting people from the Delaware Valley, our people, who do big things, right? Accomplishment, who are a big part of big things we've gotten. I mean, from athletes from here to, you know, filmmakers and actors and musicians and entrepreneurs and just a lot of fun. So what a great story. I'll tell you my encounter with our next guest as we do the summer project, Jonathan Loughran. So I'm doing the MC for the movie Hustle. And I've told you about it through the whole time. And so I'm walking through the hallway, like down below, and there's a green room, and there's Adam Sandler and Jeremiah Zagar, who's the director, and all the people from the movie. And I see Jonathan. And I see this guy, and I'm like, wait a second. I know this guy. All right? I know this guy. And he's like, yo, cuz. I was like, yo, what's up, brother? And like, cause you know, it's funny how many times we watch Waterboy. I show my kids the whole thing. And I watched it the other day. I went, there's daddy's friend. He's a linebacker. Look at him, right? It was awesome. And what a beautiful guy. As great as Adam was, Jonathan, who went to Archbishop Ryan, who's from the Northeast, Parkwood. My man, Jonathan Loughran. John!
Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Yo, dude, it was so great to meet you during the premiere. I loved it. Like, you're one of us, my brother.
It was great to meet you. I was baffled when I saw you back there, and I go, what's he doing? Like, come on, you gotta meet all these guys. I had to get you in that room. We had Tobias Harris in there, Kenny Smith, Juancho, of course.
I was awesome. And, my God.
Before I forget, the one thing I remember when we shot it afterwards, we were driving home, me and Adam, and he said, you know who did a great job? Anthony. He said, Anthony did a great job. He was the real deal.
Wow. Are you serious? You just made my day.
Yeah. When I was what? He was so happy with your performance.
Oh, my God. That's so cool, man. That's awesome. So I want to highlight your career. So let's go back to it. So you go to Archbishop Ryan. You're one of us. You're a local kid. Grew up in the Northeast in Parkwood.
Yeah.
And, you know, you play football, sports guy, the whole thing. So tell me.
Football, basketball, baseball, yeah.
Yeah, man. And, like, what brought you to L.A.? And what made you – what drove you out there?
Well, I had my dad's first wife and my brother – lived in California, and I was going to Westchester. I went to Westchester for 3 years, and they invited me to come out for the summer. My stepmother wanted me to be close to my brother. So I moved out to California, and she said, why don't you just stay here and try to become an actor? And I was kind of, you know, young and dumb and lost, and I said, okay, I'll do that.
That's freaking awesome! Oh, my God! So you started going on auditions?
Well, I was kind of lost, and, you know, about 10 years went by, and I worked odd jobs. You know, I was a bartender. I worked in an art gallery on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, my God. You
know, nothing was really happening.
and I was thinking about moving back to Philadelphia.
Really?
And I was like, what am I going to do? I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. So you were really at a crossroads. You're out there. And, you know, it's funny because people don't realize just how hard and how arduous that business is to get any kind of break. You know, Jonathan?
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. It is very hard. You know, it's like it's a tough business. But I was a night manager at this place called the Hollywood Diner. And my friend, and I worked at the Improv. I met a guy named Alan Coburn. You might know him as Grandma's Boy. or the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Yes!
And I needed a place to live, and I was going to move somewhere. And he said, why are you going to do that? He said, just move into my apartment. I'm going away to do a movie. You can sleep there. And so I said, all right, I'll do that. And I slept on the sofa, and he went away to do Happy Gilmore.
Oh, my God.
And then, Adam moved to California, and through a love of basketball, we became friends.
Oh, my God. So it really was basketball. Now, you guys are really close. Yeah. You guys are like brothers. And it was basketball brought you guys together. That's so freaking cool, man.
Yeah, we played basketball every day for I don't know how long. It was pretty incredible. And one day he asked me to be, my real job is, I'm his assistant. And one day his other friend, Jack, who's a Giants fan, who was his producing partner.
Yeah.
He goes, maybe you should get a job as a PA and learn the business. So he was kind of grooming me to become his assistant, I guess, and I did that. I had one job where we had to renovate a theater, and I screwed in like 1,000 light bulbs all over the theater. So anytime when I was on the job, Jack would say, oh, if you mess up again, I'm going to send you back to screwing in light bulbs.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
He's a thorn in my side with being a Giants fan. But
yeah, stinking bastard.
Great guy.
But how about it? How about it? So when they win, I need more stories out of here. But when they win in 2018, like I know what kind of Eagles fan you are. There is like Eagle fans and then there's real Birds fans. You're a real Birds fan. When they win, like wasn't it almost surreal? At first, I swear to God, brother, we were watching the game, me and my childhood friends. We drank a bottle of tequila. We walked down. We were Center City, we went to Broad Street, drinking. I was crying. I mean, it was unbelievable, yeah. John.
Unbelievable. You know, I got to say one thing. Since I moved to California, every Sunday at kickoff, I call my mother. And me and my mother kind of watch the game together over the phone. So I've been doing that for a long time. But when this
beautiful, dude. I love that. That's beautiful.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. It's incredible. And but the Super Bowl, my wife had a party with a bunch of people. And in the fourth quarter, I couldn't take it any longer. I couldn't take all the people around me. And I went upstairs to my bedroom. And it was dark. I didn't want anyone to know I was up there. And I was watching the game by myself up in the bedroom. And then slowly, my friend Jeremy came up and he just kind of walked in and sat down and we watched the end of the game together. And then my wife came up and the three of us sat there in the dark in my bedroom watching the end of the game. And it was so, when they knocked that pass down at the end, oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Because like a true Eagles fan, right? Like I don't know about you, like with Brady, Before the fumble, right? You're going, oh my God, no. That freaking Brady, I hate him. Oh, my God.
He's a robot.
I know. He is a bot.
He's unbelievable. I, speaking of the bot, the bot's pretty good. I was listening. He's unbelievable. My memory fails me, and when he gives an answer, I go, oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the bot's impressive, man. He really is. So here you are, right? Now you're sleeping on your buddy's couch. You wind up getting in this circle, and you become a PA. Like what? And you, you know, you got to make your bones. You do the whole thing. I'm sure you've been all over. I mean, the experiences, it's got to be an incredible journey, right?
It's been pretty incredible. The first thing I ever did is we went on a tour, a music tour, and Adam did a concert of music and stand-up, and we went around the country. And we were young. We were like 30 years old, and we got to kind of experience the rock and roll life a little bit. Not quite the same, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We buses and went around the country, and he did this incredible show. And that was probably the best time of my life.
Was it almost like an entourage kind of thing? Like, you know, that where, you know, when you're a young dude and you're in that world and going around, it probably felt a little bit similar, right?
It was pretty incredible. That was a long time ago. But it was really fun. It was really fun to experience the whole thing.
Of all the movies that Adam's done that you've been involved in, give me your. I'm sure you had stories for every one of them. Give me some of your favorites, like that really kind of stand out. There's so many of them. They're so great, and you know, because we love. They're all cult, just classics, right? Give me some of the ones that like really stand out in your mind.
I think the one I had the most fun on was The Waterboy, because we were out there, we were in Florida playing football, and we got to be around all these great people. You know, it's like Henry Winkler and Jerry Reed and Kathy Bates, and then all the football people that came in, like Jimmy Johnson, Bill Cowher, Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
I mean, it was unbelievable. That was, and we were on a football field every day playing with all these great players, and it was just an incredible experience.
You know what's funny, John? You look you look authentic. You felt like I knew you played football. Like, one of the things about sports, right? Like, you could tell somebody who played sports. You play sports. Like, you look natural. It was great.
I always say that with basketball. Thank you for that. But, you know, I'm a little older now. One thing is, people kind of recognize me sometimes, or they hear my voice when I'm with Adam. But now I'm a little bit older, and I'm not that young linebacker any longer. And sometimes, because of my voice, people think I'm the great Blake Clark, who played Farmer Fran in the movie. So they get a little confused, but I just go with it and I let it go.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
Yeah.
That was so. It's so funny because I had my kids watch that movie. So Mike, I got two boys, 9 and 12, right? And
oh yeah.
So I indoctrinated them not too long ago. I go, yo guys, come on, we're gonna watch The Waterboy. And we always watch all the movies that we watched as a kid, like, you know, all throughout our time, sports movies, you name it, whatever, I watch with them. We do our daddy movie night, right? So we had The Waterboy. And, like, they loved it. So then I broke it out recently, and I went, yo, there's Daddy's buddy right here. And I was pointing to you. They were like, no way!
So funny.
It was cool.
I have a 9-year-old son. He won't watch any movie that I'm in. He only watches animated movies. He refuses to watch it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God. I mean, look, and someday soon he'll be watching them. He'll be right there with you.
Maybe.
Now, do you make him an Eagle fan?
Well, back when we won the Super Bowl, he was a little bit younger, and for some reason, his favorite player was Tom Brady. And he liked rooting against the Eagles. It was killing me.
Oh!
But I'm trying to make him an Eagles fan, but he right now he doesn't care so much.
Bro, you know what we got to do? I got an idea, because this is something we gotta get on. Because it's funny, because mine, like, you know, kids these days, you got to give them like a little bit of an experience. So you got to bring them home. We got to bring them back to Philly, right?
Yeah,
like maybe like training camp, or maybe training camp, dude. Like, listen, you get them in, cool. You bring them to, you practice, all right? I know some people there. All right. You bring him to practice. You and him, right? You go watch practice. You meet some of the guys. Then you go get him a cheesesteak or whatever. Go have lunch somewhere. Have, like, make it a thing. And I'm telling you, we could convert him.
That'd be incredible. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to have a chance. I used to go out to Westchester. My dad's friend, Bobby Caesar, worked for the Eagles. And he used to take me out to training camp. And it was such a cool experience.
Wasn't that the best? I was talking about it the other day.
Incredible.
I mean, I miss, like, those moments. Because you felt like you were next to the players, right? Like, you felt like you were right there with them.
I still have pages of autographs from guys from back then. Carl Harrison.
Yeah! Defensive end, baby! I love it, man! Are you kidding me? Jaws! Like, that's so...
Jaws, of course.
You know, that's got to be so...
Wilbert.
Cool. Yeah, what? Number 31 from Abilene Christian. It was like... You know what's funny? I was telling the guys, because of all the Marvel stuff, right? I go, when we were growing up, it was really like the athletes were like the superheroes of the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had athlete posters on my wall. That's funny. You used to get them from, like, Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
In the back, order posters.
Yes. And they were all cool. Like, they always had, like, I remember, like, the Dr. J one. He's operating on a basketball. Like, there was always, like those theme posters.
Incredible, yeah. Oh, Dr. J. I got to meet Dr. J. That was pretty cool.
I got to tell you, the movie, and we're talking about the movie Hustle, and it was so well done. And we talk about, like, authenticity. I mean, it was so authentic. I got to tell you, I thought it was just brilliant. Brilliant. And Juancho, who is a real player, or as people know, Juancho Hernan Gomez, was so good as an actor. Jonathan, I was blown away,
right?
Man.
Oh, yeah. He's never acted before either. He was great. How
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony Edwards, he was incredible.
Oh, my God. And he had that. He'll be a star because he had that smile, too. Like, he's got a great look, like a great smile.
Oh, yeah.
He was fantastic. Incredible. Oh, my God. And the basketballs.
We were so lucky. We were so lucky to get everyone. And, you know, all because of LeBron. But everyone was great. You know, we got to hang out with Trae Young and Aaron Gordon and Jordan Clarkson, and you know who my favorite guy from the movie ended up being was Boban. I got to hang out with Boban. Oh my god! What a nice guy! Such a nice guy. I love that guy.
He is a beauty, man. He's awesome. How about him and Tobias being BFFs?
Oh yeah, Tobias, what a great guy he is too. Oh my god, he couldn't be any kinder. But them they're so funny together, those two.
Yeah. They're crazy. How was cuz the other one of the other movies, there's so many of them. And you know, like I say, like, when Adam is, he's an amazing serious actor, right? Like, and Uncut Gems was
incredible, right?
Oh my god, dude, it was awesome. It, like, the tension for an hour and 40 minutes, like, you know, it's white knuckle. You're just going, well, this guy, please hit a parlay, you know?
Yeah, you're rooting for this guy. Howard Ratner. That was a great experience being on that. You know, I was sitting, you were talking about the tension. I was sitting in a movie theater premiere and in New York, and Chris Rock, for some reason, was sitting next to me. And when Adam gets shot at the end, he kind of punched me in the chest. It shook him so hard. I mean, that was an incredible movie. But on that movie, we got to hang out with Kevin Garnett.
Right. He was terrific in it, too, man. He was a good actor. Yes.
He's great.
Oh, my God.
He'd come up to me every day. He'd see me sitting there, and he'd come in and goes, oh. He goes, what stupid Philly stuff do you have for me today?
You're the man, bro. I love that. You're busting his balls about Philly. It's the greatest, man.
I tried, but, you know, Kevin Garnett, he's got a ring, and he's Kevin Garnett, so I can't argue with him too much. Plus, he'll knock me out, probably. He's a big man.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Who were some of the people that you really kind of grew to, that you had your encounters with, that you went, wow, man, just great people. Like, so that, because you've met, I mean, you want to talk about 6 degrees separation. I mean, you've met just probably about everyone. And who are some of the people that stand out as some of the people you really, you're like, wow, man, how cool. Because you know what you are? Like, you're one of us, right? You have this, the lens is like our lens through someone growing up in this area, which is a very, you know, heartfelt kind of area. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I have met so many people. And I got to say, I was thinking about, because I heard a guy on your show yesterday talking about, or a couple days ago talking about, he had a million stories, this guy. One of them was about Sinatra. You trying to get him to tell you a story about the Rolling Stones?
Yes,
the Rolling Stones. One time, we used to go, when we were younger, we'd go out all the time. And one night, I just didn't want to go out there. Adam and my friends were going out to dinner, and I stayed home. They came home, and they said, guess who was at dinner? I said, who? They said, Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood. I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
The one night I stayed home.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh,
I mean, we've gotten to hang out. I mean, Drew Barrymore, can't say more. I mean, she's sweetest, and she's incredible. And you know who was the nicest man I've probably ever met was Henry Winkler. I mean, the Fonz.
Wow, that's awesome. That is fantastic. And you know, the Fonz, man, that's cool.
The Fonz, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, that is so cool.
When we first did the Waterboy, we went to do a dinner at a steakhouse, and everyone was kind of a little nervous to bring up the Fonz. We didn't know. And Adam stood up and he talked about the Fonz and how much we love him and all this. And then Henry Winkler stood up at the end of the table and put his two thumbs up and said, hey.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. My God. That is so cool. See, like, guy like that gets it. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what that meant to millions and millions of people. The being a part of pop culture, right? And, like, that's so cool, man. That's awesome that he gets
unbelievable.
My brother,
one of the cool things I got to do, too, was go on tour with Adam and some of his friends. And it was, like, David Spade and Norm Macdonald.
Oh, my God.
Nick Swartzen and Chris Rock, and just being on the side of the stage, seeing these guys that are some of the funniest people there are.
You know what it is, too? I could imagine, like, the level of, I mean, seriously, genius. I mean, you're talking about, like, some of the funniest people ever. Like, what goes through their minds? Like, I'm always fascinated by someone who's brilliant, right? And you're talking about brilliantly funny people. Like, what are they like? Like, what makes them tick? What goes through their minds? And you get that kind of first row look at them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I get to meet all these people because they're friends with Adam. And everyone loves Adam. He's great with people and makes everyone feel welcome. And, on the sets of our movie, he goes out of his way to make sure everyone's comfortable and, his show,
He's,
he runs it all.
Like, you know what was cool? And, like, he was so gracious. And I got that. It was great to actually watch him with the crowd and with everyone and with everybody involved. And I was like, man, you want to talk about soul of the earth. And then it's funny, and then to bring it back full circle, when I met you guys in the green room and I met his mom, And I was like, oh, yeah. How beautiful. Like this woman's like this older woman, so cute. You remind me of my mother, right? I'm going to give her a big kiss. Like that's like heart, right? And that's the fabric of people, man. That's when you go, my man's real, from a neighborhood, from understands people, and is just gracious and sweetheart, man. Like I got the ultimate respect, you know?
Yeah, he's from New Hampshire, and I know a lot of his friends from there, and they're all, it's like they're from Philly, you know?
Yeah, just, man, that's what it's about.
Same kind of people.
Yeah. Jonathan, what a pleasure, man. I got to tell you, we're so proud of you, dude.
Pleasure's mine.
I got to tell you, we're proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, listen, we're going to make that happen. I got to get, one of the things, I got to make sure that your boy's an Eagles fan, all right? So we'll be in touch. I'm going to get him at the practice.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much. I just want to give a shout out to my sister, Kim, if she's listening. She lives in South Philly.
She does? Kimmy?
Yeah.
Where's Kim live in South Philly? That's beautiful. Tell her she needs anything. We got that wired. You know what I mean?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Good stuff, man. There he is. Jonathan, who is just fantastic. Loughran. And Jonathan is he was just a great dude. Actor. PA to Adam Sandler. Very cool, man. It was a great, great experience. And I love kind of getting looking through somebody else's lens with that. It's interesting. So we'll come back and we'll get back to your calls straight ahead. Cuz Radio with the bot. How about the bot? Jonathan knew the bot.
That was a nice shout out. I appreciate that. That was cool.
Jonathan knew the bot. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, that's PCL love right there. Yes. Philadelphia Catholic guy. You know
that's
what I mean?
It.
That's love right there.
That's right. And I'm Northeast guy too, dude.
Yeah. Love to hear it. Park was literally 5 minutes from me.
Yep. Cuz Radio with the bot right here. Bot's in for the tune. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 1:30 across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with the bot. I got the ball. I forgot I got the tennis ball in there. I threw it at Chevy earlier. I got to make sure we don't lose it.
I thought you were going to, during your Eagles conversation, I thought you were going to slam it off the desk at one point.
When you hit me with something I liked, I wanted to throw it at you. Now I don't think I can bust that glass, but...
Nah, it's double-sided. You should be right.
But I don't
I'm more worried about the ricochet with the computers.
Yeah. Now I get in trouble, and you know, it won't be the first time. You know what I mean? I get a little rambunctious, especially summertime. You know,
I think you'd be all right.
You think?
Maybe not. Computer. Like I said, I'm more worried about the bounce back than anything else.
You gotta get the cameras. Then, God forbid,
right?
I'm gonna hear that. They'll be taking it out of my check.
Those cameras aren't cheap either.
I know. They'll be deducting it. You know, good. I got to get my boy Nicky up here. Nicky! What's going on, Nicky?
Tybot, what is the current dew point in Avellino, Italy? I mean, plus or minus 5.
Well, remember, you got to go. You got to, instead of Siri, he's got to be Zuli.
Right. Zuli? What is? What's up, folks? It's amazing how, interviewing with somebody like Jonathan diffuses my blood pressure when it comes to the conversation. It was germinating right prior to that about Jalen. And look, everybody that calls you except for one or two, three guys are diehard Eagle fans. And we love our players. And occasionally you get a freaking dude that you can't stand because he's a run-up player and all that. But in the grand scheme of things, we want to love our players. We want all our players to do well. But we're not wearing green colored glasses. Like, that's not what we're doing. I love Jalen, just like you say. I love him. I think he's a great character guy. I think you don't win without those kind of guys in your huddle, both offensively and defensively. And that's what we saw in 17. I mean, it wasn't just the players. It was the character. On
yes.
The
team. Yeah. You so know what? Great Jalen. Point. Great yeah. point about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we love Jalen. And we love what he brings to this team, unlike the previous curmudgeon. that was terrible trying to helm the offense. I mean, Wentz was just, he was just a bad dude. So we want him to do well. There's a lot of things that we know are positive. But at the end of the day, this kid, this quarterback, his third year in here, I don't care how many coaching changes.
Yeah.
I don't care how many offensive changes are. When there's an open dude streaking across the middle of the field, I'm not saying on your blind side. I'm not saying one play, but just consistently you need to hit your players. He's a quarterback, okay? He's not a priest. He's not a civic leader. We need this guy to be a quarterback. The previous caller, I love the guy. I love his confidence in Jalen. Jalen hasn't shown us anything yet that makes us feel like he's a top 15, 16 quarterback. Now, you said that he's been working with a mechanics coach, and this guy supposedly is a genius, okay, which is great because it fixes his form, his legs, his shoulders, and all that. But what I need is his football brain now to mature, okay, because if he can make a perfect throw but he can't recognize when to make the throw, then whatever mechanics he has, how good or bad, it won't help me as a fan. Right, Ant? I mean,
yes.
You need to be able to
yes.
So that's all. And I'm all in. I'm all in on a kid.
Yes.
Mean, it's true. Every game and every team he's been on the next season, he's improved. He's improved his game. So we need him to take one more step in the NFL now. Okay. He went to Bama. He went to Oklahoma. He came to Philly now, and this is his third season in Philly. We need him to look. I need a Kirk Cousins. Can I get a Kirk Cousins?
Yes, I agree. Listen, if you get Kirk Cousins, who's smart and a leader, right? Like, who's that kind of guy, then he wins a Super Bowl. I don't know Kirk Cousins, what he's about in the huddle, but I know that Hurts is a leader, natural leader. Guys love him, right? So if he gives you the Kirk Cousins type of play, and by the way, you saw him. I mean, listen, that's not a slight saying that.
No, listen, he puts up numbers every single season.
Yeah, Jefferson doesn't have a year like that without Kirk Cousins, right?
Right, exactly. And it just when you get to the Final Four, you get the elite quarterbacks with elite defenses, with elite coaching staffs who can break down film, and that's when you need a Brady.
I agree.
Or Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's good stuff, bro. All right, buddy. The bot's world famous now. Can you believe it?
Love that.
Bot's world famous.
The one thing we don't do well is weather. Don't do weather well. I gotta get that.
Zuli,
gotta get that upgrade.
What's the weather in Venice, Zuli? Zuli,
let's find you something real quick.
Tell me the weather in Wildwood.
Oh, I can get you Wildwood.
Give me Wildwood.
77 and sunny in. Oh, sorry. Hold up. 77 and sunny in Wildwood.
That's good. That's a good Zuli voice.
Got to do the bot.
I like the bot Zuli. Wallace, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wallace.
Yo, cuz, what's going on?
What's up, Wal?
Nothing much. Hey, two quick things before I get to my point. Tyler, bro, you might want to put in a little voice application thing to Apple. You know, he might be some money in there for you. And for you, cuz, Tyler, I think you made a good suggestion earlier. I think he was, like, trying to say, like, you know, playing some Madden or whatever. Yo, could you imagine Cuz as a gaming, like a streaming gamer?
Oh my goodness, I would watch it every day.
Every single time he's on a stream, I would watch, dude. That would be electric. But yeah. But anyway,
I like it. I got to do it. You know what? Cuz I'll make a fool out of myself. I have no problem with that. But when Massimo hit his home run on Father's Day, right? My wife films it, so, and then she catches me, and I'm out of my mind.
Run,
you little mother, run, daddy,
yeah,
run.
Dude. That was a great moment. That was awesome.
Oh, I cried.
But real quick, I don't want to speak too much. I know everything goes back to James and everything, but why did they take a page out of the Phillies book with signing Shake? Do we kind of have to sign him back, or, like, do they not have, like,
Yeah, it's cheap. I mean, it's so cheap. He just fills out the roster.
You know, I get it. Yeah, you know. But it's just like, I guess they know what they're going to get from him, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, listen, like I'm with you, bro. Like, I look at him when I go. I'm not the shit. Like, listen, I feel bad because, you know, again, he is what he is, right? Like,
yeah.
But I can't stand watching him. Like, I just he drives me nuts watching him.
It's funny. I think it's funny how you kind of like really you don't feel anything for him, but Tyrone gives him, you know, first VIP pass.
I know he's in Club Tyrone. I know he isn't. He's out of Club Cuz. Club Cuz, no, he got a picture shake. Don't let him in.
And then to my Phillies, when you were talking about the lineup earlier, Cuz, like, I don't know, man. I don't think anybody knows. I'm not even sure if we know Rob Thompson knows what he's going to do. Like,
yeah.
You know, because anybody other than Schwarber, you know, you try to fit, you know, I think Bone would go all right at the two, but the one spot is just so, like, any other name is just like, I make like a stink face, you know? It's just like, dude.
I know. There's absolutely nobody. It's amazing that they have no one other than Schwarber who can actually lead off.
Yeah, it's...
Like, we were talking about it a while, like, I go, my God, there's, like, nobody. Like, there's no one you're going to go, Moniak? Like, he would be really the only other guy that you could lead off. And I guess Segura, if he was healthy. Right.
Oh, yeah. You remember when O'Double was leading off?
Oh, God.
Terrible.
You are horrible, horrible.
You know. Yeah, that's all I have for you, man.
Good stuff. Wow. Thanks, buddy. No, I mean, that's true. Like, we're talking about the hole in the lineup that Bryce leaves where you need Schwarber's run production. I just don't know what you do, dude.
I don't think you can do anything. Really, I don't. I know that sounds like a cheap answer out, but I'm not sure you can do anything.
I mean, if the Tidebot's got no answers, what's that say?
Yeah, I mean, I would have no issue moving Bohm to two. I like that idea.
Bohm's a good hitter. I'm telling you, he's a good hitter. He makes contact.
I wish the power was more there.
Yeah, I do,
like,
too.
The power that was there at Wichita State, the reason they took him at three was because he was a plus power hitter.
Yeah, I agree.
Wish that was a little more there. But
he's a good hitter.
Solid hitter, yeah.
Unfortunately, in the gaming world, we were talking about with Wallace, because at the end of the school year, both boys did well, so they both get a gift.
Nice.
Right, like a little present. Yeah, a little something. A little something. Because they worked hard, they got good grades. So I go, you get a little something. So they got the Moswell one at MLB The Show, 22. So we get him The Show, 22. He's, Daddy, play last night. All right. So we play. And so he's the Phillies, of course, right? So I go, all right, I'm going to be the Blue Jays.
It's good offense.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking, oh, I got Bichette. I got Vlad. Right? I got bats. I lost. He kicked my ass 12-1.
Wow.
Yeah. Harper went yard twice.
Who'd you throw?
Gausman.
Wow.
He got lit up. Yeah. I'm out.
I think I've told you this before. My dad was very, very good at Madden. And I don't even necessarily was good at Madden, but was like good at exploiting what I was bad at.
Yes.
We used to have really competitive games.
So, Madden, I bury him in Madden.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that. He's gotten a lot better. But I would show no mercy.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I show no mercy.
And he's losing 12-1 in baseball.
Even hockey, though. To hockey. Like, I go after hockey. I can't freaking beat this little bum in hockey. And now he made his own player. I get a FaceTime during a break the other day. I got drafted by the Kraken. I go,
gotta get out of there. You got a terrible coach.
So the other
demand
night,
trade.
So I play, but I make sure I play like one game a day. Usually, like he gets to pick the day, whatever sport he gets to pick.
Okay,
and we'll go one game a day because Daddy's got a lot of work, right? So we do one game a day. So he does. So we did the hockey a couple days ago, and I It was 3-2, third period.
Keeping it close.
And then Boom, 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 boom. Five goals. I was out.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Derek, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Derek.
How you guys doing today?
What's going on, D?
Nothing much. I just wanted to get my first point is I hope that Jalen Hurts is the guy because he has that charisma and just that personality that really helps the locker room out.
I know. He's a great locker room guy.
Exactly. But there are things that us Eagles fans are worried about, the arm strength and if he can really process and make all the reads that you need to as a quarterback at the highest level.
Yes. Yes. Now, again, we need him to be a certain threshold. Now, look, you know, we know he's not going to be Justin Herbert, right? So that's fine. I don't need him to be Justin Herbert for them to win. But I need him to be, what, a top 12, 13 quarterback along those lines? With that, exactly. With that offensive line, the weapons he has, and his legs. Like, let's not sell his legs short because the fact that he can move is a big deal.
Exactly. So my main point is, if Hurts isn't the guy, I got a quarterback prospect that a lot of, he's going under the radar, might be a first or second round talent. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, Will Rogers from Mississippi State.
Yes. Yes.
When I watch him play, I really see a little bit of Drew Brees in his game. I think when you watch him play.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Brees as a comp because he's small.
Yeah, he's like 6'2". I think like 2'10".
He's not really 6'2". He's 6'2", on his tippy toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like him. I like him. There's a great the beauty of this year's class is there's a lot of quarterbacks. A lot of quarterbacks this year's class. So
when I watch him play, his head's on a swivel.
Yeah.
He makes all the good reads, and that's kind of what we want Hurts to do. So if he doesn't work out, it could probably be like a 2014 Derek Carr situation. Pick him up in the later first round or early second round and address a bigger need than that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, again, I got to see more. I hear you. I got to see arm. There's a lot I got to see out of that. And I like, I'll be honest, I like big. I like tall. You know, I do.
There are a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's
that
like,
maybe top two rounds this year.
Yep. I mean, they're saying that upwards to 10 quarterbacks.
Which is.
Could be drafted in the first two rounds.
I hear some of the names and I'm like. Seriously?
Yeah.
Like Will Levis.
Yeah.
Is not a first round quarterback,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
He's getting love.
A lot of love. The kid from Tennessee.
I don't like Tyler Van Dyke from Miami either.
I don't either. But I tell you what, speaking of down there, I like me some Anthony Johnson.
Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson from Florida.
Like him a lot.
Anthony Richardson. Did you know last year, when he came on last year, Anthony Richardson, he looked good,
Very good.
He looked good. He played Babbitt's off.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because obviously Florida, big school, all that. Like, the last couple guys
they were
they've
down.
Had.
Yeah, bad.
Like, I didn't like Trask.
No.
Yeah, they just didn't have a run. This guy, I think, is legit.
And you know what's funny about, you bring up Florida quarterbacks? I mean, you can go back. They always had the rag arm Rex Grossman. Like, when I think of...
Chris Leak.
Yeah, when I think of Florida quarterbacks... I always think of those you know, noodle arms, the Grossmans. Let's go to T-Love. What's going on, T-Love?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, T?
Yo, cuz, man. I love the conversation you guys had about the movie. I finally caught Hustle, man. That's like in my top three, man, now of sports movies, man.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Absolutely loved it, man. My wife loved it. It's a great movie all around.
That's so all cool. Around. That's awesome.
Yeah, I told my wife, I think we're cuz right there. There he is.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. I want to talk about some six. I just want to bring something up real quick.
Yeah.
I remember being an extra on the Invincible set. And all the time we sat in the football field. You know, during the it was funny, the little dolls that they used.
Yeah.
To kind of fill up the stadium.
Yeah.
And they got on us. They told us not to have any communication with Mark Wahlberg whatsoever. Don't look at him. And by all, the last thing you do is call him Marky Mark. If you call him Marky Mark, they were going to dismiss you.
Yeah, I think, I know he had, I guess he has a thing against that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about it is, they told us not to talk to him. He was so cool that he actually came up, man. He was taking pictures with people, grabbing people's cameras, taking pictures. The guy, man, was, he was truly.
See, that's awesome. See, and you know what's funny? Because a lot of times, like, it's like the security people and everybody, oh, please don't. Meanwhile, it's like Adam, right? Dude, like, you couldn't get more down to earth. Like, he was talking to everybody. People would walk by, Adam Sandler, and he's like, oh, what's up, man? You know, just talking, like, just as cool and just nice down to earth. That's what, and that's what it's about, T-Love. So that's right, good. Right. That's a good story that Wahlberg was like that. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. He looks like a cool guy.
He does. He does. We walked by him on our way to Wardrobe, and he's out there with the little hibachi grill, grilling sausages. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, that's strong. That's a strong move.
People, really nice guy, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you. I got all of these autographs. I've been around.
Damn, T Love. We're against it. I'm sorry. We got to go. I forgot about it. We're out. We'll continue. We got Geek Week's going to continue tomorrow and Friday. Everybody, thank you. The General's coming up next with Connor. We love you. Be careful. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.